Louis.
Good afternoon, and welcome to St. Louis's only live morning show on in the afternoon on 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
Well, you can go and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can you hear a pitter-patter and that happy tune is your step? Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rail, but I'm not afraid. This rover,
I'm an old man. I hate everything but MetLife.
Crossed over. If I ever have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller.
One of my sons loves MetLife. Go figure.
Gold up at my feet.
Really?
I wonder what that involves.
Because he thinks it's really funny. Like, it's not supposed to be funny, but he thinks it's just so campy and stupid that he watches it like it's a comedy.
And you know, Don Knotts appears in that once in a while.
Is that still
I can
on,
barely hear Dan. Dan said, you know, Don Knotts.
Is there something wrong with that?
You know what? Something's wrong.
Hey,
turn these headphone thing down for me a little bit. It distorts real bad.
Welcome to Monday. We hate Monday, just like you do. We just want to get that up front real clear, make it clear. We're just like you. We hate Monday. And we'd like to win Powerball, but hey, we're here, and it's so, holy cow, I was in Kansas City this morning, and I stopped to get gas. I couldn't even believe how cold the wind was.
I'm freezing today.
Out in the middle of Kingdom City. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you're in the car in the heat, so, I just didn't sense that it was that windy. I opened the door.
Yeah, you know, sometimes it almost tears the door off.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just didn't seem that cold, but it is. So it's not spring yet. And here's something to think about. Today is the last day of the most boring month of the year.
I knew you were going to say that. You really do.
Tomorrow is the month that puts us 1 month away from the month where we change back to real time.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of giving you something to look forward to because it's all not too far away. Holy cow, what a week, what a Friday. You know, we got out of here and never had a chance to discuss this any of this whole John Alexander lunatic airborne Denali story.
Well, we were watching it on the monitor here we have in the studio.
Yes.
But we never got to talk about it.
Right.
And there's so much to talk about because here's a case of literally, first of all, the guy did everybody a favor by checking out because now he can go straight to hell. Mm-hmm. He can do not pass go, no court, no wasted money, no, just go to hell, just die and go to hell, and that's the good thing. But how about the footage of the Denali almost rolling on top of him, but it stops at a half roll and then kicks back before it crushes him. He died anyway.
Yeah.
But, man, it came, I mean, a gust of wind would have put it right on top of him.
And what about that car that was right there on Lindbergh?
How would you like to be going down the road and look up and about 6 inches above your roof of your car is a full-size Denali, GMC Yukon Denali, going over the top of your car?
Yeah.
Explain to me, I haven't paid much attention to that. I know the story, but I haven't paid much attention. Was he going east on 40?
He was going east on 40.
And he came up toward Lindbergh. And
that
he
overpass.
Go off,
he went
right
off on the shoulder in the grass. He literally went off
where the little sort of clover leaf thing is.
And then crossed back over. Went up in the air and crossed back over.
Highway 40?
Lindbergh. In other words, a cross street. So he went over and then went airborne and went over Lindbergh. And I mean, in the air over four lanes.
He could have killed dozens.
Oh,
if you think about it.
Yeah. Well, he could have decapitated, a foot lower, he'd have decapitated the people in the car.
He killed enough people as it was.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
What a story.
Mm.
And then, I mean, this has been the goofiest last 5 or 6 days. How about the two guys, and I don't want to call them, you know, I'm tempted to say, how about the two numbskulls, but I'm not. Folks, this road rage thing, they get out of the car to argue, and they get killed.
Yeah.
They get hit by a car and killed because they got out to argue.
Both of them.
Over some fender bender.
I know it.
Man, I told my daughter this weekend, we were really lucky this weekend because we were all together, all the kids. Saturday night, we got to have dinner together. We never get to do that now, but about four times a year. And, man, I told her, I said, let me tell you something. I said, if anything happens to you, you get in a wreck. I don't care if it's a minor fender bender. You lock your doors, you get on the cell phone, and you call the police, and you don't have a discussion with anybody till the cops get
there. That's right.
Don't even discuss it, because you don't know who's going to snap and who you're talking to.
Well, or who is not paying attention and comes along and hits you anyway, even though you've escaped any serious injury or damage to your vehicle, and then somebody comes along not paying any attention and just cramp right into your vehicle.
I don't know if that's happening more and more or if it's just the advent of cameras in cars and stuff like that, but boy, you see a lot of that where a cop is writing somebody up or people are out there helping an accident victim.
They get popped. Get way off the road and stay in the car. I mean, really, it's just not... especially if it's an accident, because it just seems to me that we got a lot of people who snap over something that is not worth snapping over. It's an accident.
I know it. I know.
Get out and kill somebody.
Well, they get out to talk about it. That's bad enough. But then I haven't heard anything else. I've been trying to find. What about the gal who hit the car who? You know, pushed it into them and killed both of them. I mean, what isn't there?
I don't know if she was charged or not.
And why wouldn't she be? Why wouldn't you?
I don't know where the cars were situated. They might have been
One was out in the lane, but I mean, come on.
But they may have been on a corner, or she may have hit
somebody in traffic on the left of her and couldn't get over. If they weren't where they were supposed to be, you're going to get hit.
I have not heard anything about that. I would like to know a little more there.
Now we talked, and I mean, it couldn't have been more than 3 weeks ago, about how it seems that when anybody dies or gets killed, it's almost like no matter who it is, all you hear about is, you know what, he was a good neighbor, and God, we're just in shock because he was such a nice guy. Not this guy in the Denali. I mean, we finally get a case where almost everybody that they talked to said, jerk, abusive, bully, a-hole. You didn't hear anything really good about this guy.
I heard one thing, but I have to say, well, it's a lie, because he did the most selfish thing he could have possibly done, if the statement was true. He said he was a devoted father.
Well, he couldn't have been.
That's right.
I say that in front of his kids.
That's right. I agree with you.
Yeah. And I love the statement, I think was in the paper, where they said something to the effect of... they're not sure whether the kids witnessed it or not. They were in the car. I mean, they had to have gotten some... I mean, you're in the car with your mom and this woman, and they get gunned down if you're in that car.
Yeah.
How could you be oblivious to it? I don't care what you were doing. It's gunfire, and they get blown away.
So they're instantly orphaned.
Oh, and the reason why that lady wasn't charged when she came up on those two guys that were arguing,
yeah,
they were in the fast lane. It was dark out, and they were in the fast lane doing that. Around.
Okay,
so
okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Wrong lane to be in.
6 or 8 years ago, the incident over where a guy was involved in drugs, I think, and he and his wife and kid were in a car, and he had somebody come over to, like, Parks Airport in Cahokia or wherever that is, and he had a guy shoot his wife in front of his kid, and we were talking about what a scumbag he is, and somebody called us on this show and said, you should wait until you get all the facts.
Well, he's in the hoosgow now. Yeah.
He was guilty.
Well, here are the facts. The guy had a 12-gauge shotgun, and he had him go up and shoot his wife right in front of his kids. Those are the facts.
Yeah.
Now, this guy, here's what they say about this guy. It says, friends said that although he was a devoted dad and loved his wife, he was jealous and quick to anger. Had a reputation for being loud, opinionated, stirring up things, and apparently was a trust fund kid. Never worked. Just had fed off of this trust fund money. And I think sometimes when, you know, I'm sure it's nice to be rich from the get-go, but I think what it does is it causes you to just have too much time on your hands and want to get into trouble and push other people around who have to work. So he's gone, and unfortunately so is she and her friend. And then on top of all this, they get the BTK killer. I mean, what a weekend. What an unbelievable weekend. And, of course, I love that story, church leader and Boy Scout leader.
Yeah, right in the thick of the community.
And this goes back to another of the typical, well, they ask people who knew, well, he was a good neighbor, and, you know, holy cow, well, I knew him for the last 16 years, and he's a I'm in shock. I guess so. When you find out that your good friend and neighbor and the guy who was the Boy Scout leader and the church leader was a serial killer, killed at least 10 or 12 people, probably more. Mm. And how did they get him? I missed that part in all of this. What was it that he did to give himself away after all these years?
What I heard, this may not be true, but what I heard is one of his daughters gave a DNA sample to the police,
but
because she had suspicions about him.
Okay.
So that's what I heard, or whatever, and then they matched the DNA with one of the crime scenes.
And then Saturday night, America's Most Wanted did the update about him, because they had featured that murderer several times on the program, and they did an update. It was weird.
And then, on the lighter side of everything that's happened up to now, we had the most mundane, boring, milquetoast, bland Oscar night. Chris Rock couldn't have been more disappointing to me. I haven't read anybody's reviews, but I got to tell you, the problem with hosting the Oscars is that everybody will always compare everybody else to Billy Crystal.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like a late night host, Johnny Carson. That's who you're going to be compared to. He wasn't, to me, edgy. What he did do that kind of was on the edge, I found disgusting in the sense that I do not want, and I don't care if Bill Clinton was president or George Bush, I do not want to watch a show like that and have it kicked off with stuff about the president and how much you hate this country and the government and the war. That's not what this is about. And when he started that crap, I thought, well, good grief, shame on you. What are you doing? Dude, say the F word or something. I mean, do something, get bleeped rather than start railing on Bush. And that analogy of if George Bush ran the Gap and all the khakis had blood all over him. What the heck?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, he was
out of line.
But I didn't come in on it until Morgan Freeman was getting his Oscar for Best Supporting Actor. And I stayed with it all the way through. Now, take Chris Rock out of it. You don't need him at all. I thought it was good. It was one of the better ones for me because it moved quickly and nobody had any political agenda.
Smooth and bland.
Yeah. It was okay.
Bland. It means bland.
Yeah. But the gig I want, and I don't know who I need to talk to, but the gal for ABC that would just do the voice work in and out, and
they,
now coming up next, you know, Best Supporting Actor presentation.
I want to do that one time.
I can get you just one time.
Just a couple of favors.
You could have taken Chris Rock out of there and just let her, whomever that was, let her do that.
All right, one
it would have been great.
Now, one other thing. These people have a lot of money. Morgan Freeman and Johnny Depp need to get to Ballast Dental Care. They need to go to a dentist. How can you have that kind of money and be a movie star and have teeth like that? Come on. You got all the money in the world, a couple of visits, and you got nice teeth. Did you see some of the teeth on these people?
Mm-hmm.
And somebody else that I can't remember had corn yellow teeth. And they're big movie stars. You know, now you get the opposite, the other extreme. Hilary Swank and these people with just
she was beautiful
Snow
last
White.
Night.
Did you see the Swank?
Yes.
She looks like a boy.
Yeah, she
does.
No.
Did you see her from behind that dress that went all the way down
young
to
boy's
the crack?
Back, a teenage boy's back.
No.
I was in a room
You're
with
a homo.
Other people. No,
I'm a homo.
Last night, I'm in a home with other people, and everybody in the room.
Everybody you were with was a homo.
Every one of them said, wow, she looks like a boy.
Yeah, she's not a stunningly beautiful
I thought she looked great.
Selma Hayek, I'll tell you what, she is still, I think, one of the most beautiful women.
She's all woman.
Yeah, she is very pretty.
We learned now that Terry likes the bare backs of young boys.
Yeah.
And we know
Jackson.
When you're in Kansas City, you hang out with homos.
Terry Jackson, one of the Jackson Six.
Now, wait a second. No, they were all married people and very hetero, male and female. She looks like
yes.
In fact, the other Oscar she won was for playing a boy because she was
so
believable.
I think most people who...
You're wrong!
room?
No, there were very many pretty women there. Hillary Swank is not one of them. Okay. I agree with him.
You're right, Ken.
No, now see, she,
well, now
you'll cave into her. Because you know.
You know you're right.
No, I want to let you know that you're agreeing with Karen, which is a...
Uh-oh.
Nor am I not. Maybe I'll change my mind.
I'm agreeing with him. He started this.
Oh, that's Selma Hayek.
She's really...
Good night.
I told Merle if I had to pick one woman to look like, it'd be her. I think she is stunning. Of the group of women today that are actresses, you know?
How about Porked Up Streisand? She porked it up.
Oh, yeah, she did.
She's all
getting as wide
up.
As she is tall.
She's probably getting heavy off of James Streisand cooking because I bet she makes him cook. He has to do everything.
And Antonio Banderas cannot sing.
Oh, yes, he can.
I thought he did a good job.
I don't think so.
Oh, shoot. You should see a couple of musicals. He's a tremendous singer.
I thought Carlos Santana couldn't play guitar.
Yeah, well, he's amazing.
I've never seen Antonio Banderas sing until last night.
I didn't know he could sing either.
Oh, man. He's been in a couple of musicals, and he is a tremendous singer. He absolutely is. Is probably as good a singer as he is an actor.
They could cut an hour off of that show by taking away some of those goofy, stupid awards that they give away for the best something, blah, 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 best dirt in a movie.
You're right. They ought to make it an hour-long show with actor, actress, movie, director,
and supporting
actors. Yeah, and that's it.
Well, it's soundtrack.
Nobody cares about cinematography and editing.
Song they do. Mm-hmm. Best song, but not sound editing or
no,
we don't care. And how about the hair on the Counting Crows guy? The singer. What the hell kind of hair was that? And then Sean Penn comes out. And he looks like. Did you see that hair?
He looked like he was in Sam I Am.
He's a moron.
That's what he looked like.
Yeah, he
Sean
did.
Penn like he's is a moron.
And Robin Williams was over the top again. He kind of
that was the problem with it last night. The stuff was supposed to be funny. Even Robin Williams wasn't funny.
No.
Chris Rock wasn't funny. He wasn't laugh out loud funny. Maybe two or three lines, and then that was all up front. And then it was just him bridging the segments.
He was trying to fit into the mainstream, and that didn't fit him. However,
and there's always a however in life.
I watched that Chris Rock HBO special the night before on Comedy Central, and holy cow, is that guy funny.
Yeah.
I never appreciated his humor.
He's hilarious.
His stand-up is...
He wasn't last night.
No.
He can be very, very funny.
Oh, you're
in the same way that Chris Carter... I'm $100
richer,
$100 richer. Made $100 bucks off the dumb, stupid young Joel Hickerson, who was dumb enough to bet on Johnny Depp against Jamie Foxx.
Yeah. But Mike Evans and...
We're a wash.
Yeah, it's a wash.
Because I think
I was trying to remember the bet last night.
Well, it was for Best Picture, and neither one of us won because it went to $1 million Baby.
Boy, they
cleaned up. Yeah, they did.
Yeah, it was.
Aviator did pretty well.
Aviator did okay. I think that Sideways. What did he get? One.
Yeah, that's all it deserved.
That's all it deserved. Enough about the Oscars. You know everything else, and there's really nothing else we can tell you. We have. I'll tell you what I'd like to do. We're going to break here, and here's what I'd like. I was thinking about that thing Friday with that lunatic and that Denali going over four lanes of traffic. And I remember as a kid being in the car, and I missed it because I was asleep in the back seat. An incredible, spectacular accident that my parents witnessed. And I remember feeling the brakes get slammed on and my mom screaming. And when the car came to a stop, I saw the aftermath of it, but I missed the wreck. And I remember for days they described to friends what they saw when the car in front went airborne. And here's what I'm throwing out to you. If you would, give us a call. I'll give you the numbers and share with us. Because what it made me wonder was, what is the most spectacular thing you've ever seen on the road? On the road. We're going to limit it to on the road. Now, we had asked about a year ago or several months ago, in your life, the most spectacular thing you've ever seen, period, that you could truly say was something unmatched by anything else, whether it was the Grand Canyon. On the road, in your life, what is the most unbelievable, spectacular thing you've ever seen? And I'll think about it because I don't know that I really have one. I missed that one when I was a kid. The phones are already lit up, but here are the numbers. 314-969-KTRS, toll free 1-888-550-KTRS. We will knock out a little biz, come back, and hear your stories about spectacular sightings on the road. Woods Basement Systems sponsors... Oh, here's another big piece of news. We're going back to Peon, and I'll tell you why.
Whoa.
No, that was a mistake, and that was bad radio calling him Woody, and I'll tell you why. Because unless you were listening the day we did it, you still don't get why we call him Woody. And I still get email, and you know what? The people make sense. They go, what's the Woody thing? What happened to Peon, and who's Woody? So as of today, welcome back, Peon.
Yeah.
Sorry, Peon. I should know this after this many years. You can't do something that only one day's audience knows and is in on and have it not for a long time have people wondering. So, Peon, welcome back. And now here is Peon. Here's Peon with the phone number for the people who make at least part of his presence possible, Woods Basement Systems.
1-800-203-8384.
That's right. I just wanted to see if you could still do it as Peon.
Yeah,
I knew you could do it as the other guy who we won't mention anymore. That is the number to call. If you want a company with a tremendous reputation for giving you the straight story, meaning if the crack in the basement wall or floor or the water in the basement or that seemingly shifting foundation, if it's no big deal, they'll tell you it's no big deal. If it is a big deal, they'll get it fixed. And then you can have a peace of mind of knowing the basement is as it should be. Woods Basement Systems. Again, 1-800-203-8384. Keep them coming, folks. The lines are full, but keep trying your stories. The most spectacular thing you've ever seen. Now, think about those people on 40, on Lindbergh, rather, when that vehicle, that big monster SUV, flew over the top of their car. Can you come close to that? We're coming right back.
It's jackpot madness this Tuesday and Wednesday at the Giant Slot Machine Cellar. 500 machines will be sold this Tuesday and Wednesday at the Gateway Center. I-55 at Exit 11 in Collinsville. These are real international gaming machines. We must sell 500 machines this Tuesday and Wednesday. Now you can have real casino excitement in your home for just $159. Not one at this price, but 100 at this price. That's right, $159. Get you a real coin or token accepting slot machine with all the sounds, lights, and excitement of the casino. These slot machines cost over $3,500 new, but for this Tuesday and Wednesday, take one home for as low as $159. Limit 10 machines only. Hurry for best selection. All types and models on sale, including Betty Boo, Las Vegas, Alien, Hot Rod Queen, Adam's Family, and many, many others. These slot machines look great, and they're a blast to play with. All machines come with free tokens, keys, and instruction manuals. Take one home this Tuesday or Wednesday at the Giant Slot Machine Sell-Off at the Gateway Center. I-55 at Exit 11 in Collinsville. Sale is open Tuesday and Wednesday, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. The Giant Slot Machine Sell-Off this Tuesday and Wednesday at the Gateway Center. I-55 at Exit 11 in Collinsville.
Machines are intended for private use only, not a gambling device. Not responsible for misuse of machines.
The pitch to Darrell. Swing, a long one into right field. Smith corks one into right down the line. It may go. Swing, and a shot into the corner. It might make it.
With the final season at Busch Stadium, opposing outfielders aren't the only ones who will be going back, back, back.
Home run. He's done it again. 70 home runs.
After all, 2005 promises to be an amazing and action-packed trip down memory lane, with the National League champions boasting one of the game's best lineups.
Rollins swings and tanks it!
And with more games against the Cubs, Yankees, and Red Sox, the last year at Busch will definitely be a season to remember. Make this season even more unforgettable by reserving a party room, suite, or picnic area today. These premium areas are available for parties of 2 all the way up to 300 and are on sale now. Just call 425-0600 and turn your next group outing into an historic event.
Go crazy, folks! Go crazy!
The final season at Busch Stadium is sure to be a monumental goodbye.
If you are tired of the phone ringing
and hearing no,
no credit extension,
no money,
no chance to get out of debt,
no time left,
make a call to American Equity Mortgage
at 314-878-9999
and hear yes instead.
Yes, we can save you hundreds of dollars
every month
with perfect or even less than perfect credit.
Yes, the application process is free.
Yes, you can close in as little as 1 week.
Even when others say no,
American Equity Mortgage can tell you yes.
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 If you're behind on your bills,
if your credit card payments are just too much,
or even if you just need extra cash,
don't wait another day,
another minute.
Do it now.
If you're a homeowner,
give American Equity Mortgage
the chance to say yes.
Call anytime, day or night.
314-878-9999.
Call American Equity Mortgage anytime. 314-878-9999. Or visit AmericanEquity.com.
American Equity Mortgage. The future.
Nissan introduced 10 bold, powerful cars and trucks and achieved the biggest sales increases in America. What's next? Nissan's Drive to a Million Sales event. We're out to break a record, 1 million sales. So you get great offers on new Nissans, like the stylish Murano with available all-wheel drive, the full-size Nissan Armada with available 9,100-pound towing capacity, even the all-new Pathfinder with a 270-horsepower V6. Now lease the 2005 Pathfinder for $339 a month for 39 months with $1,999 due at signing. $339 a month for Pathfinder. Only at Nissan's Drive to a Million Sales event. See your Nissan dealer now. We're in a drive to a million, so you get great offers on new Nissans. Nissan, shift your ride. Sales increase based on PAI Auto Data CY 2004. Tax title license extra. Call 1-888-858-8319 for lease details. Offer ends 2-2805.
Business is booming in Wentzville. I should know. I'm Wentzville Mayor Paul Lambie. I hear from business owners all the time, and the one resounding fact is business is great. I'd like to extend an invitation to business owners and those considering opening a business to take a look at Wentzville. I believe you'll soon understand why. Call our economic development office at 636-332-5101 to learn more. Business is booming in Wentzville, the crossroads of the nation.
Listen up. I'd like to share a secret with you. Holy Mackerel is the best seafood restaurant in St. Louis. That's right, a casual Gulf Coast restaurant with fresh and innovative seafood, including grouper, salmon, amberjack, and wahoo, to name a few. And as you've heard, fresh king mackerel. And don't forget about hand-cut steaks, chops, pasta, and nightly specials. Try them for lunch or dinner. In Manchester, at the corner of Manchester and Baxter Roads in Lafayette Center. Call 636-256-3949 for Holy Mackerel.
Happy Monday, everybody. Here's the weekly update. Production's up 7%. Good, good. Absenteeism is way down. Great. And the big news, we reached a new milestone. 352 days with no donuts.
When your employees take responsibility for their health, you'll see a boost in productivity and better morale. That's the secret of My Choice by Mercy Health Plans. My Choice empowers your employees to live better and be healthier by quitting smoking, lowering cholesterol, exercising, and more. You get the power to control health benefit costs long-term, giving you a competitive edge.
Oh, yeah. Whoever left those sweaty gym shoes in the break room, way to go. I smell lower premiums.
Learn more about My Choice by Mercy Health Plans. Call 1-800-830-1918 or contact your independent consultant. Rewarding healthy choices. It's a sign of things to come.
338 at the Big 550. Here's a check on traffic sponsored by Napa Auto Parts. Protect your car's engine with clean motor oil. Stop by Napa Auto Parts today. Pick up Quaker State conventional motor oil, just $1.69 a quart. Napa, get the good stuff. Westbound 44 at Soccer Park Road, debris in the roadway, yet two left lanes are blocked, and this is reported to be a large piece of steel, so traffic really running slow. It's backed up to Lindbergh. Westbound 40 between Big Bend and Hanley, slow traffic. Eastbound 40 between Hanley and Laclede Station, a slowdown. Southbound on 270, it's already heavy from Clayton Road down through Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 44 lining up at the Poplar Street Bridge. Northbound 55 slowing as you approach the bridge. On Highway 67 at Meyer Road, we have a report of an injury accident and Telegraphic Kinswood Lane. An accident, this one involves a pedestrian. I'm Karen Vail for the Big 550 KTRS.
Meet a Washington, Missouri mom who asked Howard Stern to help her daughter become a Playboy centerfold. Russell Kinsall asked the local mother what we all want to know.
What kind of a mom raises her daughter to be in Playboy?
Tonight at 10 on News 4.
Hi, I'm Rose. I'm an ultrasound technologist at Metro Imaging's Richmond Heights office. When you need an ultrasound, visit Metro Imaging. Professional with a personal touch.
Boom, 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 boom.
They say it's all right.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan.
They say it's all right.
This is not a good sign when you die, even if you die like that guy died Friday. We just had a call, an anonymous call, but it sounded credible. Dan took it from somebody who is a neighbor, one of the neighbors in the neighborhood, and said that when they found out this guy was dead, they threw a party. But that's how obnoxious and hated he was.
Oh, I
see. That's pretty brutal.
He would drive down the street and he would stop, rev his engine, and look at people, and just he'd drive through real fast. And
and we all know the type.
Yeah, he sounds like that McElroy guy in Western Missouri. Yeah.
Everybody knows. Okay, we're ready to take your calls, and you're all lined up. I just want to say congratulations to Channel 2. Channel 2 walked away with it Friday with their copter in the air, the only station that had footage of the, I mean, they got to just be jumping up and down still from what happened Friday, because they were right place, right time, first newscast at 9 o'clock, so Channel 2 wins almost by default. Let's go to the phones, 314-969-KTRS, toll free 1-888-550-KTRS, the most spectacular thing you've ever seen while you were on the road. And we have some stories here in the room, but let's get to you first because you've been holding. Hello, Jay.
Yeah, good afternoon.
How you doing?
A couple of comments before my near highway witness episode. Your comment earlier about the guys that were, two guys that were killed out in St. Peter's or Wentzville.
Mm-hmm. Right, they got out of their car after the accident.
One of the TV stations did have an interview with one of the guy's wives last night, and she swore they were not arguing with each other. They might have been animated, she said, but she went as far to say her husband was a Jehovah's Witness and certainly wouldn't.
Was she there?
Yeah, she was in the
car.
The vehicles.
Well, you know what? I got to tell you something. So, I don't know the people, and I don't know what happened.
And as somebody said earlier, it was dark, so I'd be difficult to.
Whether you were arguing or not, you don't get out of your car.
Well, that's
even to shake hands,
right,
and
right.
Say hello. So what is it you saw that was so spectacular?
Well, the accident, it wasn't another vehicle or automobile, but years ago I worked at McDonnell Douglas and leaving work one afternoon with three or four guys as part of a carpool, and we're going down Natural Bridge there towards 70. And guy on the passenger side looked out and said, hey, that guy does not have his wheels down. It happened to be an F4.
Whoa.
And did a belly up right there. It did make the runway.
That's pretty spectacular. Mm-hmm. You don't see that every day.
No, sir.
All right, Jay.
Take care.
Thank you. You too. And from Jay to AJ. Hello, AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for holding.
Let me get this out of the way. I'm aiming the people.
There you go.
Hallelujah.
What's your story?
My story, I used to have a pretty long commute. I'd go from, like, the Maplewood area to St. Charles, like, 5 days a week. And, you know, it was a Friday. Things were getting really rough. You know, Highway 40 traffic going back into the city. I turned and looked to the side right as the traffic stopped and saw two girls with no shirts on.
Well, you know, AJ, we said, what is the most spectacular thing you've ever seen on the road? And that would be spectacular. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was pretty happy.
We didn't say it had to be horrible.
No.
Made my day.
Thank you, Jay. Hey, Jay.
All right.
Here's John. Hello, John.
Hi there.
How are you?
Most spectacular thing that happened to me was kind of tragic. Put yourself in my shoes, if you will. You can get the ambiance of this. I was about 16 years old. My brother and I and my mother were driving down to a summer home. I was sitting in the passenger side. My brother was between my mother and I. It was dusk, and a gentleman stepped out from behind a car. My mother hit him.
Oh, man.
He went straight up in the air. Came down. To this day, I don't remember getting out of the car. The next thing I remembered was kneeling next to him and trying to tell him to be calm, be quiet.
So he was alive when you got out of the car.
He was alive, but he did die.
Yeah.
And that night when I went to sleep, I closed my eyes, and the first thing I saw is that guy going up above the windshield and coming down and landing right in front of the car.
Now, how old were you when it happened?
16.
Yeah, you don't forget something like that.
No, you don't.
That would be almost like a bad dream. Like, you can't believe it's really happening.
Well, it did.
Yeah, that'll stick with you.
Yes, it does, and I'm almost 64, and I can still remember it.
And there's nothing your mom could have done. I mean, you never did.
No. It turned out the gentleman had walked out from behind a car. He was in his, I guess he was in his 70s, and he was intoxicated, as the autopsy later showed.
Yeah, and I hit an older woman once, but it wasn't spectacular. I barely hit her, knocked her down, and scared the crap out of me. I thought you'd killed her.
I was falling.
Yeah, I know.
And I can't
But it wasn't like what you're talking about, just spectacular in the sense that you can't get it out of your head.
It was personal, and if you put yourself, well, nobody can understand it unless they've been there.
Right. All right, John.
Have a nice day, sir.
Thank you. I think he wanted to just talk about it, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
You
know, get therapy.
Teenager, and you see that. Yeah, that's
sticks with you,
scary one. Hello, Ryan.
Hi, how you doing, Frank?
Good.
I just wanted to say that I am AM and the PM.
That's a good thing to say here.
And just share my extraordinary story. I was pretty young at the time. I was riding home from Springfield, Illinois with my mom. And we're driving, and I'm pretty young but old enough to have been sitting in the front seat. And a guy flew past us on one of those speed bikes, those super bikes or whatever they're called.
Crotch rockets.
Yeah, that's right. It. And he didn't have a shirt on, and so he flew past us, and my mom turned to me and said, you know, riding with the shirt on a motorcycle and going so fast is such a good idea. And no sooner did she say that the front of his motorcycle started to wobble, and he flew over the front of the handlebars and skidded on the highway on his back.
That hurts.
And so that's extraordinary enough. So my mom didn't know what to do. I mean, he was right in front of us, so she slammed on her brakes and pulled off to the side, as did a couple other people. And he jumped up like nothing else had happened, and a black car flew up, stopped. He jumped in, and they flew up past us. And then no sooner did that happen that about four or five police cars flew after them.
I wonder if they were filming one
probably
of those.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what?
What it was, we found out later, because there was news crews following and everything, and they stopped and talked to my mom and some of the other people who had seen, as the guy had robbed a local Springfield bank.
Oh, boy.
And so
he shouldn't be hard to spot with no skin on his back.
Yeah, no kidding.
Look for a guy with no skin. And buddy, you know that's you got to pick pieces of asphalt out of your back.
I remember it like it was yesterday. It was the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, there's some stuff that happens on the road to people that in your life, I don't care where you go, it will be the most spectacular. Mm. And this one may be for you. Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you.
I told this story a long time ago. I'm sitting here trying to think, and I can't think of. I saw a highway patrolman being beaten up by a thug. They had him in the patrol car, and he apparently worked his way loose, and they had to pull over, and he's beating the cop up, and he's winning. And it's a weird situation because you don't know if you try to get out and do anything, and this is before cell phones. If the guy gets the cop's gun in the scuffle, he's going to turn around and pop you because you're a witness. And it's the weirdest feeling to be staring at it, hoping he doesn't look up and see you. And he's about to, and the poor patrolman is holding his gun, trying to either get it out or keep that guy. As his hands are there, the guy just pummels his face. He's just beating him in the face. And then finally another police car comes up, and they jump out and they get the guy. And I thought, man, this is unbelievable.
You feel helpless.
You are helpless because you can't do anything. And my dad, I used to work the night shift, and I remember one night he went to work, and he always would come in real early in the morning. And he came in and just went in the kitchen and sat in a chair and just stared. I'm getting ready to go to school. And I've never seen him like that ever. And he finally was able to tell us he was like buckled at the knees and shaken. And he was going to work in St. Louis. And it was night shift, like 11 p.m. Mm-hmm. And he said a little car passed him just flying over a hill, the yellow line, and just went by him so fast. And then when he topped the hill and got over a little ways, he looked up, and that car had hit a tractor-trailer truck head-on.
Oh, jeez.
And my dad was obviously the only one there, and the first one there. He pulls over, and he gets out, and he said, I remember him saying that when he walked over to, you know, here's a headlight and a piece of a car. You not only, he said, could you not tell what kind of car it was anymore. Now, the truck driver had pulled over and was sitting over on the shoulder in a state of shock and hysteria, and he's like mumbling and crying and shaking. And then my dad goes over and finds a pile of goo in the highway, and he said, I'm not kidding. He said, when I tell you, there was no way to tell if it was even male or female. He said it was just a pile of goo. And buddy, that got him. I mean, when you see brain over here and
your
leg
best friend's
and
face. Yeah.
What?
The pile of goo that was your best
friend. See, now you've turned it into something.
Turned into a comedy.
Turned it into a comedy.
No one else did
My poor dad was all shaken up.
Well,
you're making a joke.
You're laughing at Frank's dad.
That's
what you're doing.
Thank you, Terry.
Thank you. Hello, Ed. How are you?
How you doing?
Doing great.
Okay, I got one for you.
All right.
About 1989, I'm working at a place, and I've got a young lady in there with me, and she's working there, and she's sitting at her desk.
Mm-hmm.
And on the outside, our place was right as the...
Now, is this a highway incident?
No, it's a traffic accident.
Okay, because we're talking about things you've seen on the road.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Well, there was just two of us in the building.
All right.
And this particular major intersection has a V in it where there's like three-way traffic. Well, apparently this was December the 23rd. This guy was drunk. He hit the car at the intersection, split that car in half.
Whoa.
We didn't realize that until afterwards, that he actually split the first car in half. But we heard a loud noise and looked up, and it was actually the motor racing, and here comes the car through the plate glass window.
Of the building you're in.
And we're looking at this car come through the plate glass window. The window explodes. All of this glass starts flying all over the place. Luckily, we had some heavy pieces of equipment in the front part of this building, and that's the only thing that stopped that car from coming back to where we were.
Oh, my God.
And it wedged up against the side wall. Then the motor's still racing. It catches on fire.
Oh, good night.
We're in the building.
Is there somebody in the car?
Yes, a drunk.
Wow.
The guys from next door at the building next door come out, tried to get him out of the car. He wouldn't come out of the car. They just reached in and drug his drunk butt out of the car.
Let him burn.
Yeah, well, and we go out the side door, and we look in the middle of the street, and there, the first car that he hit was a black Cutlass or something, and the guy had a kid in the back, but he took the entire front end. The motor, front wheels, and everything were sitting on the side of the road. He hit it so fast.
Wow.
And how he got into our building, you know these curbs, and then they have another double curb on top of it? He hit that, and that's what apparently produced the airborne.
Yeah,
we looked up. I mean,
and you'll never forget that.
No, after it was over, I think we had to change our underwear or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll bet. Thank you, Ed. I think he was working late with a female coworker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think something got interrupted that night. That would interrupt it, all right, if anything would. All right, 4:07. Let me do a quick little bit of business here. I think you know by now that for the past about 2 months now, I've become a member of First Community Credit Union. Now, don't get me wrong. I will never knock banking. There's nothing to knock. It's banking. But there is another way. And to the members, they'll tell you they think it's a better way than just ordinary banking. And that's to belong to First Community Credit Union. Now, there are other credit unions, and there still are credit unions set up for people who are employees of particular businesses. But this is a credit union that anybody can belong to. And I say anybody, meaning that, you know, if you live in St. Louis City or St. Louis County or Jefferson County or any of the 13 surrounding counties, you can become a member, just as I did. It was very easy. I mean, you're going to spend, you got some paperwork to do and some questions to answer and stuff to fill out. So, you know, you'll be there half an hour or whatever. And for every account you open, whether it's checking or savings, you open a supplemental $1 savings account. And that's how you qualify to be a member. And the members are the owners. So membership, in this case, has some advantages. You say, what's the difference between this and a bank? I can't tell you any differences except good differences, that the members own it, they're no stockholders, and that you're not just a customer, you're a member. Other than that, whatever it is you did with your bank, you can do it First Community Credit Union, just like we did. We moved everything with checking, savings, CDs, money, whatever. Just become a credit union customer instead, member, instead of a bank customer. Your bank does not belong to you, and you don't belong to your bank. But you do belong to First Community Credit Union, and it does belong to you. Opened in 1934, first as just a credit union for the people who worked at Monsanto, and now for all of you. First Community Credit Union. You want to know more? Check their website, firstcommunity.com.
What is your cat's health score? Would you even know how to rate such a thing? Well, I didn't before I took the Purina One 30-Day Performance Challenge. I rated Jack's health with the Purina One Health Scorecard. Jack was a 14. After the challenge, he's a strong 21. And you are listening and filling out health scorecards with your pets, too. Because Barry in Stone Mountain, Georgia writes, Fluffy improved 4 points with the challenge. She loves it, and I can tell that it's more easily digestible. She definitely has more energy. It's so easy to do with the Purina One Health Scorecard. They will ask you 8 health-related questions. Each of your answers has a corresponding point value. You answer the question today to determine your cat's score on her current food. Then you transition to Purina One, feed it to your cat for just 30 days, and then score again. You'll see the difference. To get your Purina One Pet Health Scorecard and a free 3.5-pound bag of Purina One kitten or adult cat food, take the Purina One 30-Day Performance Challenge by calling 1-800-630-MEOW. You can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local Target.
Have you had it with Old Man Winter?
Are you ready for some fun in the sun?
Then get a free vacation when you close a home loan or refinance with Golden Oak Lending.
I'm Bob Ellman, president of Golden Oak. Whether you're purchasing a new home or refinancing the one you've got, we'll save you money, plus treat you to a Marriott weekend vacation.
I'm Steve Flowers, vice president of Golden Oak. We've teamed up with Marriott to bring you your choice of 400 destinations, including Key West, Las Vegas, Orlando, and many others.
Now's the time to call before rates go up. They're still at a 30-year low, but the clock is ticking.
Call Golden Oak Lending now at 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-G-O-L-D.
Whether you're buying a new home or consolidating your debt, get a lower payment and a free vacation with Golden Oak Lending.
314-567-G-O-L-D.
Golden Oak Lending, choice by
three. Apply online at goldenoaklending.com or call 567-GOLD. Vacation offer available for a limited time. Call for details.
Tonight, after American Idol in 24.
I'm Fox News' Elliot Davis. I've gotten thrown out of places, doors slammed in my face, but I've never had an alderman get booted out with me. See for yourself on You Paid For It Tonight on Fox News at 9.
Hi, it's Randy Carricker. Please join John Hadley and I tonight. Among our guests, Jerry Rice's agent, Jim Steiner. The Big Sports Show at 6:30 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Paul McCartney.
I will always be hoping.
Hope of deliverance.
Hoping.
I love it.
You will always be.
I have enough time to talk to, let's see, holding longest, Randy. Hello, Randy. Thank you for waiting.
Yeah, how you doing? I'm AM and PM.
Thank you very much. Hallelujah. I have exactly 1 minute. Can you handle that?
Yeah.
Go.
I got two, but the best one was I was about 19, and I was getting my car work done. I dropped off my girlfriend at work downtown. I was coming back on 70, and there was a gal next to me, and she's checking me out, so I'm looking over at her, checking her out. I turned around, and traffic was dead stopped in her lane. Fast lane.
Oh, shoot.
Uh-oh.
So she hit something. She...
So I start to brake, and I look back over, and she's still looking over at me. And she turns around, and her eyes just got huge. She hits this car in front of her. The car that she hits, like, pops up onto the medium, on the barrier wall, takes off. And I was still going probably 40, 45. This car passed me and was passing cars in the fast lane until finally somebody was kind of pulled over into that lane and just smashed them. I mean, it exploded everywhere.
Randy, we got to run, but that's what you get for being so good looking.
You're such a stud.
For being so good looking, you caused an accident because you're too handsome. Yeah, well, tell me about it. Thank you, Randy.
All right.
Yeah, I know the feeling. Oh, man, Michael Genovese closed today. Closed on Mondays because they decided to stay open later on Saturdays. What a great, great store. Just met somebody over the weekend who had gone there and didn't really intend on shopping or buying there, but couldn't resist because they had comparison shopped and ended up coming back to the place that they thought initially they wouldn't be able to afford. But it's interesting, if you listen to people's stories, it turns out that the same jewelry they were looking at somewhere else is actually better quality in some cases and more affordable in many cases at Michael Genovese. Genovese truly is a real custom jewelry. You get some old jewelry, you want it redone, you see a picture of something, you want to go in and say, can you make me this? They'll make it even better. In Creve Coeur on Olive, about a half mile west of Yeah, half mile west of 270. Michael Genovese, Custom Jewelers. We're coming back at 4 o'clock.
From ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. The prosecution has wrapped up its opening statements in the Michael Jackson case, and now it's the defense's turn. With more on what we've heard so far, we go live to the courthouse in Santa Maria, California, and ABC's Alex Stone.
Sherry, both the prosecution and defense have come out in attack mode. Prosecutors went after Michael Jackson, saying even though he thinks of himself as Peter Pan, he has not lived a Peter Pan lifestyle. ABC News legal expert Dana Cole is in the courtroom.
Michael Jackson's private world is very different from the public image that he portrays.
The defense is presenting its case now. Attorneys are going after the accuser's family, saying they have a history of lying. The first testimony will come tomorrow. Sherry.
ABC's Alex Stone live. Bloody day in Iraq. Up to 125 people killed in a suicide bombing. And today, word of a communique between Osama bin Laden and terror suspect Abu Musab al-Zarqawi.
In the message, bin Laden suggests Zarqawi might be able to help al-Qaeda's broader efforts by attacking inside the United States. Now, the message did not mention any specific targets, and those familiar with its contents caution against reading too much. As one official said, let's face it, Zarqawi has his hands full in Iraq right now.
ABC's Brian Hartman at the Pentagon. Another plea from a desperate dad in Florida.
I just want to say that to Jesse that I love you, and I'm trying.
Mark Lunsford, whose 9-year-old daughter Jessica disappeared a week ago Wednesday. So far, there's been no sign of her. This will be the last day of the full-scale search for Jessica. He's a church-going father of two, and police say he's also a serial killer. Dennis Rader will appear in court tomorrow to face charges. He is the BTK killer who terrorized the Wichita area for more than three decades. Norman Williams is Wichita's police chief.
Dennis Rader is currently in the Sedgwick County adult detention facility, being held on a $10 million bond. $1 million per victim.
MoneyScope, Dow lost 75 points today. You're listening to ABC News.
Wake up, Grandma. Let's have breakfast.
Even on mornings when I wake up with arthritis pain, I have to get moving fast. I start days like this with Advil Liquid Gel. Relief of minor arthritis pain in a liquid-filled capsule. Advil rushes strong relief right to my aching joints, gentle on my stomach, too. And today, with so many questions about prescription pain relievers, I know I can still trust Advil.
Ready to make pancakes?
Ready.
Advil for arthritis pain. Fast, strong, trusted. Use as directed. For minor arthritis pain, talk to your doctor.
The notion of a 40-hour work week is several hours short of reality. Working long hours is a given when you run your own business. And since it's tough to be away from your business during the day, we offer special Gold Key hours, early morning hours from 7 to 10 when we're open exclusively for business members. We know that time and money are important to you. Helping you make the most of both is why we're here. Sam's Club. We are in business for small business.
Good afternoon, everyone. It is 4:03. I'm Brian Hosworth, KTRS News. A new program benefiting children with developmental disabilities has been unveiled by Governor Blunt during a stop in Chesterfield.
Governor Blunt says the new First Steps program will ensure state aid will be available for those children.
It is important to work with children that have a developmental disability, help them overcome that disability so they can enter school ready to learn, ready to advance from grade to grade, and be productive students.
Blunt's provisions include a proposed change in state law, which would require insurance companies to cover common services. The family copays for those who could afford them would range from $5 to $100 per month. Steve Klotz, KTRS News.
Blunt says there will be an insurance cap of $3,000 annually for 3 years. He also says children on Medicaid won't be affected by the copayments. A House committee holding a special hearing today on a fate of Bell Fountain Rehabilitation Center. This morning, more than 100 family members and residents urged the governor to reconsider his proposal to close the center. State Senator Tim Green is from Spanish Lake.
You and I wake up every morning to a loved one, a child, a spouse, a parent. These individuals wake up to the state of Missouri. That's what they have. And if we cannot protect the most vulnerable citizens in our state, then what is government's role?
One spokesman, Paul Sloka.
First of all, this is one of the oldest centers in Missouri, if not the oldest. And secondly, there have been a lot of allegations of abuse and neglect at the facility. So he is thinking about the people. He wants those individuals to have better care, to have quality care, and he felt that this was a prudent decision.
The issue being debated in the House Health, Mental Health, and Social Services Appropriations Committee. It's chaired by Republican Jody Stefanik. of Baldwin. Pro-family, pro-traditional marriage, pro-social services, all key elements in former TV sportscaster Zip Rezepa's platform for his Senate campaign. Rezepa says he's running to represent the people of Jefferson County.
I'm a pro-labor guy. In Jefferson County, we've got a lot of people in labor unions. My father sold cars in the great labor city of Detroit for 47 years, and he sold only cars built by United Auto Workers union people.
Rezepa running as an independent in the race to succeed Democrat Steve Stoll. Three others are running, Democrat Rick Johnson, Republican Bill Alter, and Independent Harold Selby. A state lawmaker from Crestwood heading home after serving in Iraq, Republican Jim Avery says it's been an honor serving in the Missouri National Guard.
Definitely progress being made over there, and I think the elections kind of showed the progress that has occurred over there that I feel wasn't being reported. I mean, you had a higher voter turnout than people had expected.
He's on a bus right now. Avery expected to return to the state capitol tomorrow morning. Federated Department Stores of Cincinnati purchasing St. Louis-based May Department Stores for $11 billion in cash and stock. On Wall Street, the Dow down 75, NASDAQ down 13, the S&P down 7. The KTRS Doppler 5 forecast. Meteorologist John Fuller, cloudy tonight, low of 24, and tomorrow partly cloudy with a high of 35 degrees. 32 degrees at Lambert Field at 4:06. You're up to date. Now with traffic, here's Karen Vail in the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center. Karen?
Thank you, Brian. Traffic sponsored by Carfax. Don't get stuck buying the lemon that broke down this morning. Ask your dealer for a Carfax vehicle history report. Now with the buyback guarantee or visit Carfax.com for details. It's always something, it seems, on westbound 44. Today, it's at the Soccer Park Road. It is debris in the roadway. Now, three left lanes are blocked. It is some kind of large piece of steel. MoDOT yet to remove it, and traffic now backed up to Big Bend. Westbound on 40 between Big Bend and Hanley, slow traffic. Eastbound 40 between 170 and Laclede Station, a slowdown. Westbound 70 at Mid Rivers Mall Drive, a slowdown. Southbound on 270, it's running heavy from 40 down through Doherty Ferry. Downtown, the approaches to the Poplar Street Bridge are lining up. On Highway 67 at Meyer Road, an injury accident still being cleared. I'm Karen Vail for the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm Arnold Palmer, and I've played some tough courses in my career, but the course that posed the most challenging hazards for me is being a business owner. That's why I recommend using the HR pros at Administaff to help you handle issues like government compliance, workers' comp, and payroll taxes, just like many of the best small businesses in America.
That's right, Arnold. I'm Robert Elfenbaum, CEO of Asynchrony Solutions here in Missouri, and I've seen the cost of complying with employment regulations skyrocket. Administaff helps me control and manage these costs, and they handle all my other HR needs too, enabling me to devote my energy to growing my business, not preserving it.
Administaff champions the needs of business owners, providing administrative relief, big company benefits, and a systematic way to improve productivity. Call Administaff at 800-465-3800 or visit administaff.com. And remember, small business is good for America. Administaff is good for small business.
It's Jackpot Madness this Tuesday and Wednesday at the Giant Slot Machine Cellar. 500 machines will be sold this Tuesday and Wednesday at the Gateway Center. I-55 at Exit 11 in Collinsville. These are real international gaming machines. We must sell 500 machines this Tuesday and Wednesday. Now you can have real casino excitement in your home for just $159. Not one at this price, but 100 at this price. That's right, $159. Get you a real coin or token accepting slot machine with all the sounds, lights, and excitement of the casino.
These slot machines cost over $3,500 new, but for this Tuesday and Wednesday, take one home for as low as $159.
Limit 10 machines over.
Hurry for best selection.
All types and models on sale, including Betty Boo,
Las Vegas,
Alien, Hot Rod Queen,
Adam's Family, and many, many others.
These slot machines look great and they're a blast to play with.
All machines come with free tokens, keys, and instruction manuals.
Take one home this Tuesday or Wednesday at the Giant Slot Machine Sell-Off
at the Gateway Center.
I-55 at Exit 11 in Collinsville.
Sale is open Tuesday and Wednesday, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m.
The Giant Slot Machine Sell-Off
this Tuesday and Wednesday at the Gateway Center.
I-55 at Exit 11 in Collinsville.
Machines are intended for private use only, not a gambling device. Not responsible for misuse of machines.
Is your green thumb starting to itch? Are you dying to get out and start working in your garden? I'm Vicki Newton, and if you're a gardener, turn to News 4 today at 5 o'clock. We have what you should be doing in your garden now and what you definitely shouldn't be doing yet. That's today at 5 o'clock on News 4, then at 10.
Meet a Washington, Missouri mom who asked Howard Stern to help her daughter become a Playboy centerfold. Russell Kensall asked the local mother what we all want to know.
What kind of a mom raises her daughter to be in Playboy?
It's one interview you won't soon forget. Tonight at 10 on News 4.
No one covers the Oscars like entertainment tonight.
The night to remember.
Are you excited tonight?
I am.
ET's night at the Oscars. All the surprises. Who wore what? Who came with whom?
Does this make a good date night?
Plus, Kojo's best and worst dress.
What you didn't see backstage.
And what our cameras caught at the after party.
Entertainment tonight. Your first class ticket to the Oscars.
Tonight at 6:30 on KMOV Channel 4.
We're talking with Felicia Stoller, nutritionist, registered dietitian, and the mother of two growing children.
Like all parents, it's hard getting my kids to drink milk. Since flavored milk makes it taste better, I compared the nutrition-enriched chocolate Ovaltine to Nesquik powder. Ovaltine has a lot more vitamins and minerals than Nesquik. And when my daughter said, "This is great, I love Ovaltine," that's all I needed. I feel good knowing my kids are getting nutrients they need and great taste. You don't have to be a nutritionist to know. Rich chocolate Ovaltine makes milk better.
More Ovaltine, please!
You can go almost anywhere to buy a car, but when you shop at Ackerman Buick Hyundai, you'll experience the Ackerman Advantage. This is Doug Ackerman, and we work hard every day to earn your business the old-fashioned way, with an honest deal and the assurance that you get a great new or pre-owned vehicle for a great price. The Ackerman Advantage means that you'll get a car, truck, or SUV you want at the price you want, and with no hype, no hassles, and no high-pressure gimmicks. Stop in today. We're Ackerman Buick Hyundai on 270 at Newhalls Ferry Road.
If you get a speeding ticket, driving while suspended, or DWI, Traffic Law Hotline will give your case prompt personal attention. So call the Traffic Law Hotline at 314-TRA-FFIC. That's 314-TRAFFIC.
Hi, I'm Diane. I'm a transcriptionist at Metro Imaging's West County office. For same-day results, visit Metro Imaging. Professional with a personal touch.
The Big 550, KTRS St. Louis.
Let me give you our phone number. 3144 or toll free 888-550-KTRS. Call us up.
Holy cow.
Alright, give us a call, 314-969-KTRS, toll free 1-888-550-KTRS. Our topic is the most spectacular thing on the road you've ever seen, and what prompted it, of course, was Friday when that lunatics of Denali went across four lanes and right over the top of somebody's car. That they will never forget.
Nope.
Now, I did have a guy in an overpass one time. I just thought of another one. I've got small ones, but they're not that spectacular. Crouching with a gun at an overpass as we went under the overpass.
Whoa.
That one, and I was in an open Jeep, and I looked up, and my wife was in it with me, and I said, "Does that look like a guy with a gun on the overpass taking aim?" She says, "Yeah." And we went literally, put our heads down under the dash, and I'm holding the steering wheel up, and I can't see, because I just thought I'll hold it straight because I was on 270, and we went under the overpass, and I never heard a shot fired.
Do probably, it to the girl, but leave me alone.
You know, it probably was just some idiot pretending to get a beer with a BB gun, a rifle or something, to scare people.
Yeah.
Not funny.
No, not at all.
But that's not really spectacular. I'm still trying to think of, you know, I opened the door of a car one time at an intersection where there's a minor fender bender and an old lady fell out dead.
Oh.
But she was about, you know, 88 years old, and it was just enough of a jolt. And she just kind of fell out onto the pavement. And I remember thinking, wow, that's weird. But it wasn't spectacular, like a car flying over the top of your car. Here's Jeff, everybody. Hello, Jeff.
Hi, everybody. How are you?
Hey,
Jeff.
Hi, Karen.
Oh, hi, Jeff.
Easy, Jeff.
I'm a private investigator living in the St. Louis area, and I travel all over, like, the state of Missouri and southern Illinois. And about 5-6 years ago, I can't remember exactly when it was, I was westbound on 70 early in the morning, and I was just past Warrenton. And as I came around the turn, I didn't actually witness it, but I was one of the first two or three cars to come up on it. A pickup truck pulling a camper going eastbound crossed over the median.
Oh, boy.
and a pickup truck had no time to stop or anything and drove right through the back of the camper.
Oh. Was anybody in the camper?
No, nobody was in the camper.
But what about the guy in the truck?
But there was pillows, cans of green beans, toilet paper, everything all strung across the 70 there. So we stopped and started helping pick up and everything. Nobody got hurt. Even the guy that drove through the camper, he was fine. His truck was messed up. But,
when you say help pick up, how many canned goods did you take home?
I didn't take any canned goods home. I took a couple pillows for the car.
Sure. All right, Danny, thank you for the call. Jeff. Thank you for the call, Jeff.
AM and the PM.
All right. Hallelujah. Because Danny is next. Hey. Hello, Danny.
Hey.
How you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
Doing great.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've talked to you guys.
Yeah, well, in fact, it's been a long, long time since we talked. What are you now, about 12?
Yeah.
And when we talked, you were like 9.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a long time.
Yeah.
What, you got a story for us?
Yeah, I remember me and my mom, we were coming home from Chicago. It was around Thanksgiving time, and we were right behind the semi in a huge traffic jam, and he was trying to make this turn, and I don't know what happened, but, like, then he kind of slipped or something, and then the truck was, like, it was diagonal then, and then somehow he got himself back up and he was fine.
So did he jackknife? That's what they call it.
Yeah, pretty much. Like the truck side was like literally at a perfect angle almost.
Right, jackknife.
Yeah.
But he straightened it out.
Yeah.
Well, that's still pretty spectacular. Anytime you see a big tractor trailer do anything other than go straight, it's pretty spectacular.
Yeah.
All right, Danny.
All right, I am in the PM.
Well, we know that. Thank you. Nice to hear from Danny. Hello, Paul.
Hey, gang.
Hey, Paul.
Hey, Paul.
No, Frank, got to ask you, is it Ron or Petey? Is that his new name now or what?
No, he's back to his original name, Peon.
Hey, I was born and raised in northern Wisconsin, and I know with the snow we're having right now, that when you mentioned about this having something happen in front of you.
Mm-hmm. Or behind you.
Road in northern Wisconsin in the wintertime on icy roads. Doing about 45 miles an hour, and I come over top of a hill, and there's a car coming around a corner in my lane, and the guy is completely out of control. I can see him trying to steer his car back into his lane. And so I'm watching this, and I have nowhere to go because I have my brakes. I'm just sliding.
Oh, boy.
And so I just sort of just stayed right in my lane, and he slid literally right beside me sideways and then down into a ditch. And rolled over a couple times. Fortunately, he wasn't hurt. But that's one of those ill feelings you get when there's something coming at you. There's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, and the worst is ice because all you can do hold on and whatever's going to happen is going to happen. When I was about 15, I was in the car with my dad, and we came up to a railroad track, and the arm just kind of went down, you know, it had gone down before we topped the hill, and we look over, and the train is, I don't know, like 100 feet. It's got, and my dad put the brakes on, and it was solid ice, and there was no braking, and we just slid toward the, and we just figured, well, we're either going to slide right into the path of the train, and I mean, our car stopped. It seemed like, and I don't know whether it was a foot or an inch, but you could feel as the train went by, the wind in the front of our car. I mean, inches from. If we slid any further, it would have just killed us. There's nothing you can do. You have no control. It's ice. Ice is a bad deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I was going to give you a different story, but you said it had to happen on the road, so I couldn't tell you my bouncing my car in a farmer's field on its front end at 90 miles an hour story.
We'll save that one.
We'll save that one for another time.
You bet.
I'm aiming to be up, right?
Yeah, thank you, Paul. Hallelujah. That'll be the most spectacular thing that ever happened to you in a farmer's field. we'll do that one day. Hello, Camille.
Hello, this is Camille.
That's why I said hello, Camille.
The most spectacular thing I ever saw, I was a kid and my family, I'm the oldest of 7 kids, and we were driving through Springfield, Missouri, and a tractor trailer that had one of those canvases stretched over the top stopped too quickly, and this oozy pink stuff came out the top. And it started to, it rolled over the rig's windshield and onto the onto the road, and we noticed that it was all pig's parts.
Oh, right, now you're talking.
Livers, all kinds of gross bubblegum pink things, and then the rig starts to slide in the pig guts. And it was sloshing up as it got onto our van. It was the most beautiful, disgusting thing I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you don't see that every day.
Yeah, it's going to the hot dog processing.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it was all in Pepto-Bismol or something. But
it was disgusting.
Camille, how old are you?
I am 33.
Favorite age.
Yeah. Thank you, Camille.
Thank you. Have a good day.
I just remembered another one. We used to live up at Rain Tree Apartments up at Lilac and 270.
Right.
And I'm home, and it's after work one night, and there's this huge, all of a sudden, traffic tie-up and commotion, and police cars, emergency vehicles, and more police cars. And so a neighbor, you know, in an apartment complex, people stand around the parking lot and talk a lot. That's what you do in an apartment complex. So we wandered down the hill, climbed down the hill to 270 to see what was going on, and it was an overturned cattle truck. And there were dead cows. I mean, big old chunks of dead cows. And some of them weren't dead.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's one of the few times you get to see cops draw their weapons, and they're walking along the interstate, they're literally just walking along shooting in towards the bank so they won't ricochet off the pavement, killing cows on the highway.
Did you get any steaks?
Oh, yeah. The apartment complex had a big barbecue. But that was very weird because you got blood running down the highway and chunks of guts. And then some of the cows, miraculously, were just staggering around kind of dazed, and they, you know, put them on another truck and took them out of there.
I'll tell you a weird one, but it was spectacular that happened to me when I was a little kid. It was in the early 50s. And we had a convertible, and my mom and dad and I were driving back from Chattanooga to St. Louis one summer.
Now, that's not that spectacular. Oh, I'm not thinking of driving back.
But it was one of those rainy, stormy, real windy kind of nights, and there's absolutely nothing in the world that I remember being as comfortable as laying across the back seat of a car when your dad's driving.
Yes.
I mean, that's just, I mean,
and
you,
it's the
you
best
are,
sleep in the world.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you are, that is about as safe as it can get. This is like a 1952-53 model car, and some gust of wind came up and took the front. I don't know if my dad had not latched the top of two front latches or not. It caught under the top of that car and ripped that whole roof off of that car.
Beautiful.
And you know how comfortable you are and how quiet your dad's driving. Dad will take care of me. And suddenly there's rain and wind.
Did it take the top completely off?
It took it completely off. It was gone. I mean, not the metal part, but
you know
all
what?
The canvas.
That'll wake you up.
Yeah.
Well, it had to ruin the inside of the car.
Well, I don't know.
Pretty much.
Yeah, probably did.
Yeah. That is a good one.
Yeah. When I had a string of them for about, I guess, 7 or 8 years. But way before that, and I'll just retell the one traveling with my parents when I was little. My dad had bought brand new tires for a station wagon.
That's a good story.
We were going out west. It's as exciting as this. But, you know, we're going across, I guess it was Kansas. Back then, I think the speed limit in Kansas was 80, maybe 85.
80?
Yeah. And all of a sudden, there's this huge thump in the back of the car. And my dad looks in the rearview mirror. And
you're back there with your boyfriend.
No, I'm not. I was
thumping. He was back there by yourself.
Huge piece of rubber flies off. And he's like, Oh no. Well, then it wasn't 30 seconds later. You hear it again on the other wheel. Same thing.
Retreads.
He had bought retreads.
Oh, boy.
All four tires.
All four? Bent.
Yes. He had to buy all four brand new tires. But, I mean, that is little. That's kind of like your thing.
Yeah.
But
that's a little like your thing. And she looked at Terry.
I did.
A little like your thing.
Like your story, Terry, and your thing. Probably the most spectacular for me, and this was at least 15 years ago, when Zumbel Road was put in. It was put in all the way through from 94 around to 70. Taco Bell was not there yet. So for anybody that knows the road, there was a horrible accident. A pickup truck full of people. Some in the bed of the truck. overstuffed in the cab, no seatbelts on. This little pickup truck clipped the curb, and it's a square curb, and that little pickup truck flipped end for end, and people were thrown out everywhere. One lady landed up where that Taco Bell now is. She was already gone. And would, you know, you try to say, well, how many people, who saw what, and everybody's stopping. I think I saw three. I think I saw four people, and we did some basic first aid, did CPR on one person.
Oh, now you're life saving.
No,
really?
Well, sadly,
you did.
No, I did. Sadly, one we couldn't save, but
so you killed.
You
killed somebody.
Shut up. You think you have everyone accounted for, and then the one person that was riding in the truck said no. Whatever his name is, Jim. Where's Jim? He was driving. It's like, well, we don't know. And off in the crowd of people, this guy is in shock. Total shock.
Yeah.
He did not even recognize what was going on, and he was the driver of the truck. And he was just walking around. Mm. And that was probably the worst, the absolute worst. So don't overstuff the pickup truck. Don't ride in the bed of the truck and put the seatbelt on.
But let's get back to your inadequate CPR killing somebody.
Well, no, I did not kill this
lady. Could have been alive today had
I'm
you
sorry.
Known what you were doing.
You know what? That's not true.
Well, you've probably convinced yourself.
You know what? You don't ride in the back of the pickup truck, because when that truck flipped on her and it crushed her skull, and that's why that lady didn't make it.
Was it a lady? Was it a lady? You were doing
a lot of
CPR?
People could have saved her.
It was bad.
She was probably, you're supposed to, your heart is on the left-hand side of your chest. She had just gotten out of CPR class. She was probably pushing on the right-hand side.
You just listen to him.
Yeah.
I bet the thought occurs to me that another person on the scene might have saved her life.
Yeah, maybe so.
It's almost like murder.
Had kids.
Oh. It's like second-degree murder.
Karen looked down and went, "Serves you right. You shouldn't be riding in the back of a pickup truck."
Karen standing over and going,
"Shut up,
now you see what you did?
Every time I want to tell a story, you do this. Shut up."
Hello, Steve. How are you?
I'm in the PM.
Thank you.
Two real quick ones, and then the spectacular one. Twice seen the burning gasoline tanker. Those are always expected.
Oh, man, that's a big one.
One time, coming from Columbia to St. Louis, came across an accident where the entire car was shredded into tiny little pieces except the engine block sitting on the roadway. That really gets you thinking.
That'll get your attention.
And then the spectacular one was Halloween night back in the mid-'80s, Boone County. A deer went through the windshield of a family of four, impaled the father, who's driving, to the seat with the antlers.
Holy mackerel!
The deer exploded, and so the entire inside of the car is covered with blood, and can't figure out who's injured and which is the deer blood and which is the people blood. So that was something else.
Yeah.
That's why I'm forever indebted to policemen, because when nobody else is responsible for something, policemen have to go out there and be the first person to see that.
Oh.
Well, that impalement, you win the prize, Steve.
That's a bad one.
Thank you for the call.
Bye, Karen.
Bye, Steve.
That's real nice. Real nice. Yep. Ignore us. Hello, Jeff.
How you doing? Aim in the paint.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I have one back about 10 years ago when I was a member of a local fraternity. I was in charge of making sure no one left the house intoxicated.
Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently I didn't do too good of a job. I watched a girl walk out of the house into traffic. Car hit her, and she probably flew about probably 30 feet.
And you saw it?
I saw it. I was the first one down to see, you know, if she was all right. Went down there, and I kind of lifted her head up to, you know, ask her if she's all right. She looked at me, she goes, "I lost a shoe." Sure enough, I looked down, she's missing a shoe.
With her foot in it?
No, she just, you know, they say when you get hit, usually the first thing that happens is you lose your shoes.
Yeah.
But she did enough damage to the car to put like a V in the hood. She trashed the radiator. But she actually walked out of the hospital the same day with a sprained ankle. But, I mean, she did a lot of damage to the car and flew again, probably about 30 feet.
That's a long way to not get hurt worse than that.
For my radiator.
All right, Jeff. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, now give me some creepy music for the break. I'm going to tell you one this will freak you out. This will give you the creeps. In 1991, I bought a motorcycle. I've hit a lot of motorcycles, but I got my first Harley Davidson in 1991. And I went over to Illinois and bought it, and I Went back over there to pick it up after they had it ready. And there's a friend, a guy that I knew, not a good friend, I didn't know him well. And I knew him because of something else that we had in common. And he found out about this motorcycle. And he said, what prompted you to get a Harley? And I said, well, I've just always wanted a Harley. It's kind of an Americana thing. I've had some other motorcycles. And I said, why do you ride? Wait till you hear this. He said, well, he said, yeah. He said, I did. In fact, I had a Harley. And he said, I quit riding. I want to say that he said it was about 10 years ago. He said, I haven't ridden for about 10 years. He said, but you're getting this motorcycle almost makes me want to get back on a ride again. And I said, well, what happened? Did you have a bad wreck? And he said, no. No, I saw a bad wreck. He said, I actually wasn't even on a motorcycle. I was in my car. But I had a motorcycle at home. And he came up on an accident. And he was literally the first on the scene after the first highway patrol car got there. And he pulled over and got out because there was so much debris and junk. And he said the highway patrolman asked him if he would help him clear some stuff off of the highway that was kind of hazardous. And he said he went over and there's a helmet in the highway. And when he went down to pick it up, the guy's head is in the helmet. He said it popped his head off. And he said when he went down to pick it up, it was staring at him inside the helmet. And he said, I'm going to tell you something. He said, I almost had to go to a mental hospital. He said, sure. I see that guy's face. I dream about that guy staring at me. He said, I went home and sold my motorcycle. Immediately, and he said, I haven't been able to get on one since, but I will tell you that the same summer I got this one, he went over and got one and started riding again and just loved it. But he said it took 10 years.
Oh,
he
I'll
said, I mean, that's something.
No, you don't.
You don't forget that. No. You don't go to pick up a helmet, the guy's looking up at you from inside of it. And I guess it's possible to pop somebody's head right off.
I'm
like
sure
that.
It's the last expression that was on his face is frozen. And
His mouth is in the form of O-S-H or something. All right, it's 4:32. More of your calls. The most spectacular thing you've ever seen on the highway. And that was pretty gross, and I apologize. But I actually can't get his story out of my head.
I know.
Ever since he told me that, I can't get over what that must have been like.
Yeah, thanks for handing it off to the rest of us.
Yeah. Hey, sweet dreams, everybody. Tonight you're going to dream about a guy staring at you from inside the helmet. Let's do a little bit of lecturing. Not lecturing, but instruction on the smart way to get your hands on some cash if you're a homeowner. The first smart thing you've done is become a homeowner. That was very smart because you don't have a landlord breathing down your neck and telling you what you can and can't do, and you also have now literally invested in something that is an appreciating asset, as opposed to depreciating, which is most things. Now, because you've done that and you have equity, American Equity Mortgage really likes you and says, hey, if you ever need money, we'd love to loan you money on the equity in your house. And if you need money, that is the smartest way you can borrow it, because one, the interest rate is low, and two, that money you borrow gets rolled into your house payment, and not only is the interest rate low, but now it's probably going to be tax deductible, so it's even smarter. And they don't care what you want the money for. You get the money that is your money when you borrow it to do with whatever you please. You can pay for a wedding or a trip. Maybe there's a big screen TV, an HD TV that you want, or plasma. Maybe you want a boat. Hey, boat show just ended. Maybe you saw something you like. That's how you borrow the money, to pay cash for it and have it paid off. Or pay off those credit card bills. You know the number, 314-878-9999. Open evenings till 8. And if anybody else has already told you no, don't even just shake that off, because they'd love to have an opportunity to say yes to you. And they're real good about finding a way to say yes at American Equity Mortgage.
Hey, Jim, I see your house sold. That was fast.
Yeah, we called Assist to Sell. They took care of everything. And the best part is we paid only $29.95 in commissions.
$29.95? Yeah, but I bet you and Lisa had to do most of the work yourselves, right?
No way. Assist to Sell took care of everything. They helped us determine the best price. They did the advertising. They showed it to prospective buyers. They negotiated the purchase agreement and even handled all the inspections.
Wow, all that and you paid just $29.95? When Amy and I sold our house last year, we paid almost three times that much. It sounds almost too good to be true.
We were skeptical at first, but we checked them out, and they were for real. They have 400 offices nationwide and 8 offices right here in St. Louis and St. Charles. Well, Mike, I'd love to stay and chat, but I have to finish packing. With the extra money we saved, we're taking a cruise.
Man, when we sold our house, we didn't have any money left over.
Next time, call Assist2Sell, the full service with savings company.
Call or stop by your local Assist2Sell office today, or find them online at assist2sell.com. Each office independently owned and operated. Commissions are negotiable and not set by law. Fees may vary by office and are subject to change.
435 at the Big 550, up to Paul Ford in the Golden Oak Lending Jetcopter 550. And Paul, I think everyone's hoping for a little quieter day than Friday afternoon was.
That's for sure, Karen, and we're looking like it's going to be a little better today. Westbound on 44 at Soccer Park, some metal debris in the lanes earlier. They had that cleared, but some slow going. Approaching 270 at Soccer Park on westbound 44. Southbound 270, slow going. Approaching Clayton Road through Manchester and Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 270 is heavy as you approach Lindbergh at 170. Westbound 40 slow near Hampton to Hanley. Downtown, things aren't too bad. It's Poplar Street Bridge. This report is service of Carfax. Remember that accident this morning? Don't end up buying that car. Ask your dealer for a Carfax vehicle history report now with the buyback guarantee, or visit Carfax.com for details. Call forward to the KTRS Golden Oak Lending Jet Chopper.
Tuesday, you go out to eat. You think you're getting exactly what you ordered, but at some local restaurants, that isn't always the case.
They're not getting what they're paying for.
A News Channel 5 undercover investigation. Lisa Zigman shows you the St. Louis hotspots that did and didn't deliver what they promised.
The FDA still calls it substitution, and it's illegal.
Are you getting what you paid for? Tuesday after Law & Order SVU on News Channel 5 at 10.
Attention all Wheel Watchers. As host of Wheel of Fortune, I've met a lot of big winners. Now it's your chance to win some of the same great prizes as the contestants on the show.
That's right, Pat. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. First, go to wheeloffortune.com.
Second, join the Wheel Watchers Club and get your free spin ID number.
And third, watch Wheel each night to see if your spin ID matches the number on the screen.
It's that easy.
Wheel's the place to be when you've got your spin ID.
Tonight at 6:30, only on News Channel 5.
15LK, got a 1050 auto accident at 7th and Vine.
You never think you're going to be in an auto accident.
10-4, we are en route.
But every 1.2 seconds in America, an auto accident takes place.
This is 15LK, we're going to need to reroute, over.
So ask yourself, would your insurance company be there for you? They will if you're insured with AAA insurance, because just like the Auto Club, you can count on AAA insurance to be there when you need them. Plus, AAA offers many discounts for safe drivers, good students, multiple cars, and insuring both your home and auto with AAA. Altogether, you could save hundreds of dollars.
15LK, no major injuries, clear.
Don't leave it to chance. Call AAA Insurance today for a free quote at 1-888-AAA-CLUB. Home, life, or health insurance, same number. Or visit AAA.com and bring the security of AAA home.
The all-American male has few requirements. Food, shelter, professional sporting events on TV, and a regular haircut. Fortunately for these red-blooded urban warriors, there's Sport Clips, a haircutting place made just for guys with all the things guys like. Things like TVs everywhere, and they're all tuned to sports. And there's no girl talk, not in this arena. Instead, Sport Clips has manly things like hot towel treatments, free neck trims between haircuts, and great haircuts at a reasonable price. For guys. At Sport Clips, it's all about you, the all-American male. At Sport Clips, guys win.
Visit one of 9 St. Louis area locations. To find the Sport Clips nearest you, visit sportclips.com. They have Guy Smart stylists to give you a great-looking haircut while you watch sports. Try an all-star massage treatment today. At Sport Clips, guys win.
We have car insurance and homeowners insurance with American Family.
We have automobile insurance with American Family.
Our home is insured with American Family Insurance.
People like American Family Insurance for all kinds of reasons, including discounts on auto and homeowners insurance.
I've had my auto insurance with American Family for 19 years.
We have had 5 homes, all of them insured by American Family Insurance.
We have 3 cars, so all 3 cars are insured with them.
Some of the ways you could save with American Family Insurance are with the multiple car discount, good student discount, or a discount on both your auto and home if they're insured with American Family.
I would most highly recommend American Family to anyone.
I'd recommend them any day in a heartbeat.
Call today and find out how much you could save with American Family Insurance. All your protection under one roof.
American Family Insurance.
See if you qualify for a discount on auto insurance when you have your life insurance with American Family Life Insurance Company. Or visit us at amfam.com.
Small business owners play an offensive game and a defensive game. Offensive, sales, marketing, producing. Defensive, lower overhead, calling plans. And if you're paying more than $48.95 a month for your calling, long distance, toll, and local, you're playing a poor defense. With SBC Business Unlimited, you get unlimited long distance, toll, and local calling for a flat $48.95 per month for your first line, and even less for additional ones, no matter where in the country you call, no matter how long you talk. Join hundreds of thousands of other small businesses and beef up your defense. So when your offense makes money, you can keep it. The new standard, SBC Business Unlimited. Call 800-659-4895. Again, 800-659-4895. Seeing small business differently. SBC.
Taxes and other charges apply. For details of additional charges, restrictions, and requirements, call 800-659-4895 toll-free or visit sbc.com/4895.
Going beyond the call.
Transmission problems? Don't take your chances. Take it to the experts. AMCO, AA, MCO. Call 1-800-GO-AMCO for the center nearest you.
Bite into all the great taste of a breakfast platter and one delicious sandwich. All your breakfast favorites stacked inside two hot griddle cakes with maple syrup baked right in. McGriddle sandwiches, only at McDonald's.
Welcome back. Sounded a little Latin there first.
Yeah, we're closing out the hour with our What Have You Seen on the Road That Was Really Spectacular segment. It doesn't have to be gory and gross. It just has to be spectacular. You'll never forget.
I was just saying when we were talking off the air, I've been tremendously lucky for as many hours as I've spent out on the highway. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen any of those real bloody accidents.
I haven't either. I really haven't. I've never come upon one of those. Oh my goodness! Is that a brain on the wound?
No, I have.
I dream about it. I dream that I come up on those wrecks, but I don't care to ever see that if I can help it. Hello, Matt. How are you?
Hey, Frank. Hey, gang.
Yeah,
this story happened last year. This was about the only bad storm we had last year when it snowed real bad there, and they didn't even have 55 highway cleared off yet, and you know, everyone's going like 30 mile an hour down the road. Well, I see this station wagon, one of those County Squire, the wood panel ones.
Town Country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Town Country. Yeah, fly by about 60 mile an hour. All I saw was a wood paneling and silver hair fly by.
Yeah, which was stupid because that's a rear-wheel drive vehicle.
Yeah, that's exactly what I told my girlfriend. I said, that big car, this old lady, rear-wheel drive vehicle. And I told her, I said, that ain't the last we're going to see of her, I guarantee. Well, sure enough, here like a couple miles later, I see that car down in the ditch. So we pull over and I walk around in the car and all I saw was this little varicose vein leg sticking out of the thing, and I go up to the leg and I start pulling it.
Oh.
I said I started pulling the leg.
Just like you're pulling ours now?
Just like I'm pulling
yours. Gotcha! Give me that gun. Hand me my gun right now.
Shoot him again.
Got it.
Well, then what happened?
Thanks a lot, guys. Love you on the show.
Thank you, Matt.
Yeah, I don't get it. Did he get her out? Did
you
get her out of the car?
Yeah.
Hey, Dave said that he someone get decapitated.
You know what? Who said that?
Another thing.
Well, hey, Dave, can you give it to us in a way that we can tolerate it and not make people sick?
I think so.
All right, what happened?
Yeah, I was on 67 Highway one night and saw a big dust flying of gravel and everything, about four cars up in front of me, and we pull over, and you could see somebody laying up in the road that car had overturned.
Mm.
And here comes a four-wheel drive truck. We're pulled over with the flashers all on. You see the front end of it come up in the air and then the back end of it. It run right over this guy, decapitated him.
Oh, man.
The bad part of it, I went to school with him.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. It was awful.
Yeah, you had some trouble sleeping, I'm sure, for a while.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
that was 1980.
Yeah, that's going to be hard to top in terms of spectacular things you've seen on the road.
Yeah.
All right, Dave. Thank you for the call.
Well, okay. Oh, have a good evening.
Mm-hmm, you too. When we're talking about how close those people came Friday on Lindbergh when that thing flew over the top of them, that big Denali, it's one of those situations where I don't know if they even saw it, because if it had been over the roof of the car, you know, and not the windshield part, you might never have
probably
realized
not, yeah, probably
how
not.
Close.
Yeah.
And I wonder...
Do you hear it? I guess you hear the...
No, I don't know. Yeah. Not necessarily. But
when it hit,
it was the middle of rush hour.
But
yeah,
that,
but you'd be another 150
yeah.
feet down the road.
There are all kinds of people who come within a hair and mm. never know it, yeah. how close they came to being killed. Yeah. Charles Manson, in the book Helter Skelter, Charles Manson, when interviewed, talked about a situation in L.A. when he was in the car with another person, and he's talking about killing and what a thrill it was. And they stop at a stoplight, and Manson takes a big butcher knife out, and he says, watch how fast I can open my door. Now, they were in the left lane, and Manson is a passenger. So in the left lane, he's in the right passenger seat, and just to his right next to him, is a Corvette convertible. He says, watch how quickly I can slit this guy's throat. And he grabs that knife and opens yeah. the door, and that light turns green, and the Corvette, and that guy in that Corvette was literally about 3 seconds away from having his throat slit.
He
said,
no
I
idea.
Slit his throat, get back yeah. in the car, and we go, and nobody will ever know what happened.
Yeah. Oh, my.
And he said he had the door handle open. He just opened to go slit the guy's throat, and the light changed. And they say in the book, that guy, whoever he is, has no idea yep. how close he came to having his throat slit. Hello, Arnie. How are you?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, I'm AM and the PM.
There you go.
Hallelujah. Yeah, and I can't remember exactly what year it was. I want to say between 76 and 78, I was living in Chicago area, and I was going up on the north side of the airport, O'Hara, and that's when that big plane went down to kill 200 and something people.
Did you see it?
I saw it going over, it lost an engine, and went down, and it was amazing that it didn't kill a whole lot of other people, because it landed right in between. On the left side was a bunch of oil tanks that hold like a million gallons or whatever
right.
oil,
right.
and on the right side of where it went down was a trailer park.
Yeah.
And it landed in between, which was a bunch of Quonset huts for... truck repair.
I think seeing a commercial airliner that's pretty spectacular. Pretty devastating.
It made me wonder about flying for a while.
Yeah. I don't doubt it. All right, Arnie. Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, have a great day.
You too. Hello, Rich. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How about a funny spectacular?
We'll take it. That'll work.
I was down on Highway 67 in a little town called Sylvie. This has been several years ago. Before they had beer cans, they were all beer bottles.
Wow.
This beer truck's coming around this turn, and there's a little bridge there, and he lost it, flipped over, and went upside down in this little creek. All the beer bottles broke, of course.
Too bad.
So we were standing there watching. We started running down there, and there's about a 4 foot of foam now. And here comes the driver out scraping foam off of his face. And he was fine, but he was covered in foam.
Yep. That would be...
And that was our... That's my funny speech.
Funny and sad if you're a big beer drinker.
Yeah.
Well, I was too young to drink beer then.
You didn't go up and start licking his face, did you?
No. But it was just funny as it could be. You know, here's this big beer truck hitting the ground, and all of a sudden, all this foam is everywhere.
Yeah, but the time it flips and rolls a couple of times and shakes that
yeah,
stuff up pretty good.
Oh, yeah, this creek had 4 foot of foam in it for a long
time. I bet it did.
And the most scary one was a guy coming down the same highway, lost control, came across the highway and hit us head on.
Oh, good grief.
Luckily, we weren't seriously hurt. He was in a little Ford Escort, and we were in a big van.
Yeah.
But that was the scariest one.
Yeah, I've never been in a head-on collision. I don't want to be in one. That, to me, you look up, and I know there are a lot of people who've survived those, but then a lot who haven't. All right, Rich.
The scariest thing is the airbag going off.
Yeah, you know what? I'm not looking forward to that if that ever happens, because everything I can hear about that is that scares the crap out of me. Yeah.
I thought my vehicle was on fire because of the smell from it. I mean, that's the scariest thing I've ever seen, is the airbag going off.
Yeah,
it was.
And if you have on sunglasses or any other kind of glass, I mean, doesn't it just, like, push them right into your face?
Oh, yeah.
My
wife had to have two root canals from the airbag.
Wow.
Hitting her.
You know what, though? Better than being dead.
No kidding.
Well, the highway patrolman said the only thing that saved her was the airbag and her seatbelt.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So nobody gets in my vehicle anymore that doesn't hook their seatbelt.
All right, Rich.
Take care.
Thank you for the call. Bye-bye. All right.
I'd rather die than have a root canal.
That's a personal opinion. And by the way, you have every right to prefer death to a root canal.
Yeah.
My wife just had a root canal about 3 weeks ago. Have you ever had one?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Really not that big a deal anymore.
Especially nowadays.
Now, and neither is the wisdom tooth thing, and I've never had that. But I got to tell you, I don't like the idea of, they're literally like digging like 4 feet down in your jaws.
Yeah. Now, they don't have a root, though, that it's as long as a lot of your other teeth. Mm. That's one good thing.
And then dry sockets. You can get that from
that's
I don't know about that.
Pop those out. Oh.
Yeah.
At a certain point, aren't you free and clear on the wisdom tooth thing? Yeah, if you have 70, 80-year-old people don't have wisdom teeth taken out, do they?
I think so.
I don't know.
Decayed. I know people of all ages, too. I don't know if elderly.
Did yours ever erupt through the gums?
No.
Oh, well, I don't know then.
I don't know. I think I got lucky on the wisdom tooth deal. You're going to get lucky, too, if you've got an old vacuum cleaner, an old upright, and here's why. The Oreck folks, David Oreck and his people, want to give you up to $100 for it, no matter what shape it's in. On a brand new, top of the line, the best of the best Oreck, the XL21. As hard as it is to believe, and the reason I say that is, it's hard to believe somebody could make a vacuum cleaner that is so great that they're willing to say to you, we will warranty that vacuum cleaner for 21 years, and not only that, you bring it in once a year for 21 years, 21 times, and we'll give it a tune-up, make it like new again at no charge. Now, that's a heck of a vacuum cleaner. Somebody to stand behind it for 21 years. Or you take that same old beat-up upright, no matter what shape it's in, and get up to $50 trade-in on the XL Ultra with the 8-year warranty and 8 free annual tune-ups. Oreck, what a great company and what tremendous products. And I guess the problem you have if you're Oreck is once you establish yourself as the builder of the world's greatest vacuum cleaner, if you come out with other products and stick that name on it, they better be equally as impressive, and they are. And they have stores full of Oreck products like the air purifiers that are in stock now, and if you buy one, you get one for half off. The second one is half off. And all kinds of other great products. So if you only know Oreck for the vacuum cleaner, and that alone should be enough, time to get to know the Oreck Home Care Centers for all the other home care products. And there are 7 locations in the St. Louis metro area: Manchester, Sunset Hills, Ladue, St. Peter's, Chesterfield Valley, Fenton, and Swansea. As multiple Oreck customers at our house, I can tell you there is not much built anymore like anything with the name Oreck on it. Visit any of your 7 Oreck Home Care Centers.
Have you had it with Old Man Winter?
Are you ready for some fun in the sun?
Then get a free vacation when you close a home loan or refinance with Golden Oak Lending.
I'm Bob Ellman, president of Golden Oak. Whether you're purchasing a new home or refinancing the one you've got, we'll save you money, plus treat you to a Marriott weekend vacation.
I'm Steve Flowers, vice president of Golden Oak. We've teamed up with Marriott to bring you your choice of 400 destinations, including Key West, Las Vegas, Orlando, and many others.
Now's the time to call before rates go up. They're still at a 30-year low, but the clock is ticking.
Call Golden Oak Lending now at 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-G-O-L-D.
Whether you're buying a new home or consolidating your debt, get a lower payment and a free vacation with Golden Oak Lending.
314-567-G-O-L-D.
Golden Oak Lending, your top.
Apply online at goldenoaklending.com or call 567-GOLD. Vacation offer available for a limited time. Call for details.
Hi, this is Karen Vail for LA Weight Loss, and here's an update. At least a dozen sweaters and shirts that I haven't worn in a while now fit. What a great feeling, and there are more clothes in the closet just waiting to be worn again. Please consider joining me this spring at LA Weight Loss. Call 1-888-322-SLIM for the location nearest you. You'll be impressed with the LA Weight Loss counselors and the program, which promotes real food for a real life. Call 1-888-322-SLIM and get started this week. You'll be surprised at favorite foods you can continue to enjoy in moderation while supplementing with terrific LA Weight Loss products. I've already talked about the LA Light Bars, but I also recommend the LA Strawberry Banana Smoothie. This is one of my favorites. LA Weight Loss makes losing weight easy, comfortable, and successful. Call 1-888-322-SLIM and schedule your absolutely free with no obligation consultation. LA Weight Loss. Call today, 1-888-322-SLIM.
Tonight, after American Idol in 24.
I'm Fox News Elliot Davis. I've gotten thrown out of places, doors slammed in my face, but I've never had an alderman get booted out with me. See for yourself on You Paid For Tonight on Fox News at 9.
455 at the Big 550. Here's Paul Ford in the Golden Oak Lending Jetcopter 550. Hi, Paul.
Hello, Karen. And we do have some slow traffic, and I've just been on the scene of a house fire. This is south of just south of the river on Alta Villa, and a house smoke coming from the roof. Fire crews appear to be getting it under control, but it is still burning on Alta Villa, just south of Alton in the West Alton neighborhood. Elsewhere this afternoon, things are looking pretty good on the highways. Westbound on 40, heavy going though, Clayton Skinker to Hanley. South 270 is slow from 40 through Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 270 is heavy at Lindbergh through 170. This traffic report is brought to you by Carfax. Remember that accident on 70? Don't end up buying that car. Ask your dealer for a Carfax vehicle history report now with the buyback guarantee, or visit Carfax.com for details. Paul Ford of the KTRS Golden Oak Lending Jet Chopper.
Downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limpest and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now, here's Bill Cleveland!
Oh, yeah.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody.
Hey, Bill.
How's it going?
Good, Bill.
Good. Well, if it's all right with you, Frank, and it's probably not, but I guess I should probably do it anyway. I was going to mention I'm hosting a trivia night coming up.
I prefer you not do that, Bill.
All right, I'll just keep moving.
No, I went to my first trivia night last week with Dan, so yeah. When and where real
well,
quick?
Well, they're a lot of fun. It's not until April the 2nd. It's going to be on a Saturday night over in lovely Kirkwood. And if you'd if you're a trivia buff and you'd like to attend, I can give you all the information. You can just send me an email, bill@frankopinion.com.
I think we all ought to go and heckle it.
Yeah. I think
we should go get
Let's
a table.
Get a table and heckle it.
Dancer out there with me, I do believe.
Nose category.
Yeah.
And the first public appearance of, I believe, Joe Hipperson. Joe Hipperson's going to be there.
Whoa. Now you just drove everybody away.
Star-studded.
No, it'll be a lot of fun. Starbucks and Jim Beam, they're joining forces to market a coffee-flavored liquor.
Yeah.
Great, just what we need, a 98-proof latte.
Yeah.
Million Dollar Baby, the big winner last night. You guys know the Academy Awards was last night?
No.
Yeah, you know, for some strange reason, when I hear Million Dollar Baby, I keep thinking Michael Jackson settled his latest case.
Yeah!
And apparently Joan Rivers and Star Jones had a bit of a feud last night on the red carpet. They apparently were arguing over which was tighter, Joan's face or Star's dress.
That's a closer.
Yeah, Star Jones, she said she was happy to be standing on the red carpet, although she admitted she really couldn't see past her stomach to tell if the carpet was really red. Finally, this after. Yeah, the highlight of the night actually came when Star Jones said to Kate Blanchett, "Wow, girl, you look hot." And then Kate turned and said, "Wow, girl, you look heavy." The Bill Cleveland segment, what do I do without Star Jones?
I don't know.
The Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by our good friends at Laclede Cab. Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company. And from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome. See you later.
Some people, that Kate Blanchett, some people think she's absolutely beautiful.
No.
I think.
I didn't think
so. I don't think she did. She did a great Kate Hepburn, though.
Yeah.
Oh, she did that voice.
Man, yeah. That was very good. Yeah, Star Joan. What, you know, that Joan and Melissa Rivers, there must be something we don't know.
They must have.
They must have a following. Yeah. They have to have a following, because I don't get it. All people ever do is make fun of them.
They're on the TV Guide channel. They're not even on
who even watches it?
Yeah. Yeah. What does that tell you? What does that tell you? I'd love to know what they get paid. Too much, whatever it is. Hey, guess who's open till 8 o'clock tonight? Tile Source in Baldwin on Manchester. That's the location that on Monday nights is open till 8 o'clock. So when you get off work, you get with your significant other, spouse, whatever, and go start making some tile decisions, but go where there are people there who can walk you through it and guide and direct you, who know what they're talking about. Good luck going to a big hardware-type store and having anybody really know anything about tile except, yeah, we've got a case of tile. I'll get it for you and put it on a big rollout thing and take it out to your truck. That's all they can do. They're not decorators. They're not people who know tile, who can advise you on what size, what type, porcelain, ceramic, the different indoor and outdoor tiles available, different grouting available, different adhesives, applications for tile. That's what Tile Source does. That's all they do. They don't sell levelers and lawnmowers. They just sell tile and lots of it. Over 700 different tiles to choose from at Tile Source on South Hanley or the place that's open till 8 o'clock tonight. And that is Tile Source in Baldwin on Manchester. Tile Source. It's 5 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Gil Gross. This is going to be ugly. Opening arguments in the Michael Jackson trial have made it clear that there's going to be little left of the reputations of either the singer or the accuser's family by the time these charges of child molesting get to the jury. ABC's Alex Stone is at the courthouse in Santa Maria, California, as the defense makes its opening argument.
Defense attorneys are attacking the credibility of the accuser and his mother, claiming they have made false accusations in the past to get money, and Jackson's lawyers say that is the motive in this case as well. On the other side, the prosecution took about 4 hours to lay out what it says is a clear case of child molestation. Prosecutors wrapped up their argument by telling the jurors one person is responsible for what happened. The district attorney said that person is Michael Jackson.
ABC's Alex Stone at the courthouse in Santa Maria. U.S. counterterrorism official is quoted as saying al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden recently asked his ally in Iraq, Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, to consider attacking within the USA. Former CIA counterterrorism chief, now ABC News consultant, Vince Canestraro.
The communication dealt with an inquiry from, basically you could describe it as al-Qaeda Central, asking whether Zarqawi could gin up a terrorist operation in the United States.
What could be the most interesting part of this story is it may show al-Qaeda itself no longer has the ability to do that and is asking the help of a man who is essentially on the run with his top aides being picked up in Iraq. In Iraq, a suicide car bomber killed at least 115 people as they lined to take physicals to become policemen at a clinic south of Baghdad. Search ending for Jessica Lunsford in Homosassa, Florida. They just don't know where else to look for the 9-year-old. Her dad, Mark Lunsford, sent her a message.
We'll get you home. Okay, because I know that who's ever got Jesse, they got a heart. They got to have a heart. They got to.
ABC Money's Gil, the Dow down 75. You're listening to ABC News.
As a small business owner, doing several things all at the same time is just another day at the office. So Sam's Club offers the option of doing two things at once. Buying items you need for your business, while at the same time buying items you need for your home. When you shop at Sam's Club, you get the same everyday low cost on items for your home as you do on items for your business. You've got a lot going on. Count on us to help you get it done. Sam's Club. We are in business for small business.
How do people react when they get a 4-star hotel for a 2-star price on Hotwire.com? Let's find out.
Susie, I got a surprise. I booked us a 4-star hotel in New York Midtown with a spa.
Really?
Yeah, 4-star Orbitz was $189 a night. Travelocity $209. But I got it for $150 on Hotwire.
$150, you wild stallion!
Bringing couples closer through great hotel deals. Hotwire.com. Fly, sleep, drive, cheap.
Based on February 2005 comparisons, not including taxes or fees. Prices subject to change and availability.
Good evening, everyone. It is 5:03. I'm Brian Houseworth, KTRS News.
But I would expect, because they are going to be merging the corporate functions, and there are a lot of corporate
employed people here, I would expect that there will be simply some impact on some jobs, and that means job losses.
Mayor Francis Slay reacting to St. Louis-based May Department Stores, which has been purchased by Cincinnati-based Federated Department Stores.
May President and Acting Chairman John Dunham calls it a bold and exciting move. The $17 billion deal includes $6 billion in May debt. As for St. Louis, Federated says it will merge May's St. Louis corporate headquarters with its offices in New York and Cincinnati, but will retain St. Louis as headquarters of one of its major operating divisions and will continue May's commitments to the community. Federated officials say it's too soon to know what's going to happen to May's corporate leaders and its board members. Brian Kelly, KTRS News.
The deal will create a company with about 1,000 department stores, 700 bridal and formal wear stores, and $30 billion. In annual sales. The new First Steps program is being touted by Governor Blunt. He says the new program will require insurance companies to cover services used by First Steps children, things like physical, occupational, and speech therapy, as well as assistive technology.
We're also moving forward with some modest family cost participation. It's generally recognized that co-pays are a good public policy move whenever you're delivering a health-related service. It'll be very modest copay.
Highest possible copay, $100 a month. Blunt says the new program will continue to access Medicaid to cover eligible children. Donation funds to help the children of two women killed Friday in Town and Country have been established. The Alexander Children's Fund and the Wheeler Children's Fund are being handled by Morgan Stanley's Andrew Oberman. You can make a donation by calling Morgan Stanley at 314-889-9803. Again, that's 889-9803. Today, a judge sealed court records involving John and Kelly Alexander and their three children to protect the children's privacy. Police say John Alexander killed his estranged wife and her friend April Wheeler before leading police on a high-speed pursuit. He died when his SUV overturned. Calling those involved in child porn a huge danger to children, U.S. Attorney Jim Martin tonight pushing for the maximum sentence for a priest from Robertsville, Missouri.
Father Mulch pled guilty to child pornography charges. He's 66 years old and will be sentenced to a minimum of 5 years. We are actually hoping more than that.
Martin notes Father David Mulch pleaded guilty to child enticement charges in 1993 in Wisconsin. He'll be sentenced in June. And some West St. Louis County residents plan to speak out tonight against a proposed landfill expansion. This is the Onyx proposal on the Oak Ridge landfill on Sulphur Springs Road. They will take testimony tonight at the Planning Commission hearing 7 o'clock in the County Council Chambers. On Wall Street, the Dow finishing the day down 75, the NASDAQ down 13, and the S&P down 7. 31 degrees at Lambert Field. It is 5:06, and you're up to date. Now with traffic, here's Paul Ford in the Golden Oak Lending Jet Chopper 550. Paul?
And Brian, we have an injury accident westbound 44 at Hampton. Also southbound 67 at Buck Creek, an accident within...
Anxious for your daughter to be in Playboy. I mean, I don't
yeah, know. You heard right. She asked Howard Stern to help her daughter become a Playboy centerfold. And it worked. Tonight at 10 on News 4, Russell Chinsall asks the local mother what we all want to know.
What kind of a mom raises her daughter to be in Playboy?
It's one interview you won't soon forget. Tonight at 10 on News 4.
No one covers the Oscars like entertainment tonight.
The night to remember.
Are you excited tonight?
I am.
E.T.
is night at the Oscars. All the surprises. Who wrote what? Who came with who?
Does this make a good date night?
Plus, Kojo's best and worst dress.
What you didn't see backstage.
And what our cameras caught at the after party.
Entertainment tonight. Your first class ticket to the Oscars.
Tonight at 6:30 on KMOV Channel 4.
I'm Adam Bold, founder of the Mutual Fund Store. Think back 5 years. What was the best car on the market? What football team was the best in the NFL? Or what was the best restaurant in town? Have your answers changed over the last 5 years? How about the last 10 years? 20 years? Is it possible that the mutual funds you bought 5 years ago might not be the best ones anymore either? Mutual funds are subject to changing conditions over time, just like everything else in this world. There have been mutual fund scandals, market upheavals, and funds changing managers. If your investment advisor hasn't updated your portfolio, not only do you probably have bad funds, you probably have a bad advisor. At the Mutual Fund Store, we stick with fund managers who have a proven proven track record. But when a fund underperforms the market or its sector, we update your portfolio. If you're going to take the risk of the market, don't you owe it to yourself to be in the best funds? Call my advisors, Troy and Kurt, here at the Mutual Fund Store now. 386-6868. That's 636-386-6868.
Regions Bank. Union Planters is now Regions, and for over 2 million Union Planters customers, banking just got even better. Regions Bank.
The Big 550, KTRS St. Louis.
We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the last day of February 2005. In this edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by Bomarito Cadillac, where Price sells Cadillacs and has for over 12 years. Folks, I got a brand new joke today. Never told before. And it's a good one. And I'll give credit to the guy that sent it to me. It's an Osama bin Laden joke, and we've never done it. So sit back and get ready to hear something you've never heard before. But, and we'll get to all of that, including our sponsor and a bunch of stories after this.
Hey!
We changed his name back to its original form. Ladies and gentlemen, our control board operator is Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I'd like to say hi to the folks at Woods Basement Systems. You can call them for a free estimate at 1-800-203-8384. Because they make my presence possible. And hello to the chicks.
Karen Vale is here, everybody.
Hello, everyone.
Dan Strauss in the house with his Strauss house. Dan, how are you?
I'm doing great. I want to say get well to Steve, the conductor's dad, Eli Weissman. He's in the hospital. He's been in the hospital for about a week.
Sorry to hear that.
Get well, Eli.
You bet. Hebe Jimenez in charge of security. Brat Boy's here.
Steve.
Terry Daly's here.
Hello, everybody.
Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
Steve, how are you? Hope your dad gets better.
There's Steve, the conductor. And how about Bruce Limprist in the All Boy Orchestra? You can tell it's Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
man.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, wait a minute. It's Monday. Yeah. The Playhouse is brought to you by Bomarito Cadillac. Well, I don't know how much Cadillac spends on the advertising, but they are all over the place. And I love the way they've got that one now where they're backing into those tunnels.
Yes.
Like a bullet coming out?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
all
cool.
The V-series Cadillacs that are about to come out.
I told Bugface just yesterday, and this is off the record, this is my wife and I, me and my wife, sitting at home.
My wife and I.
My wife and I sitting at home. Has nothing to do with advertisers for the large morning show in the afternoon or anything. And I said that Cadillac campaign with Led Zeppelin stuff. I have never seen a company change their direction
180
so successfully. Yeah. I mean, it's the hot car now for young people. I mean, you know, I mean, it's still for older people too. But man, they've done a great job.
It's still to some degree a status symbol. It says that you've arrived.
I know. Right. But curiously, Merle and I were just talking about this yesterday. I wish we could have been at the board meeting for Cadillac when somebody said
first time they brought that song.
You know, we think Led Zeppelin music ought to be associated with Cadillac. Yeah.
How about Tom Old Codgers about had heart attack?
Oh, my goodness, don't you think?
Who's that Zeppelin?
It was on last night, I think, the one where the couple's getting ready to, they're going to elope.
Yeah.
And
they take
his
dad's
car.
A great commercial.
He goes out and stops him.
Take your mom's car.
Yeah.
Isn't that great?
He didn't want them. He didn't care if they elope. He just didn't want him taking his Cadillac. I got some good stuff. And this new keyless stuff. And I got a week ago Saturday when I went out with my son and we drove a couple of these. This is great technology. As long as you have the key fob in your pocket,
And we did it. You walk up and you get a certain distance from the car and it unlocks. Then you get in it, push a button and go. There's no key. When you finish, you shut the car off by pushing a button. The engine stops. You close the door. And as you walk away, when you get 3 feet away or whatever, it locks.
Wow.
You don't do anything.
Oh
it won't let you. It won't let you forget to lock the car. And it'll let you in by the time you walk up to it. It's pretty impressive. Cadillac. You want one? Would you like to drive one? Bomarito Cadillac in St. Peter's, Interstate 70, Cave Springs. Tell them your AM and the PM because they are too. Bomarito Cadillac, where Price sells Cadillacs. Channel 5 did a poll on their website. And here's what they asked. Now, keep in mind that Friday, Channel 2 just smoked everybody by having that video of that car going across. So here's the poll on Channel 5. With the possibility of a deadly crash happening, should high-speed car chases be broadcast live on local TV?
Now, I would never...
It's a cut-down.
Well, it didn't work because the votes came in and more people said yes than no. So they shot themselves in the foot because the response from the public was yes, they should. And my response, absolutely. You don't have to watch it. If you don't want to, keep watching OJ's car being followed because he might blow his brains out, don't watch it.
That's right.
If you don't want to watch the guy in the Denali, don't watch it. Turn it off. Change channels.
Right.
Nobody makes you keep watching it. And I think that it's good to be able, if you want, to see just exactly what it is that people do when they snap.
Maybe they should also ask, you know, should we do interviews of men who have murdered their wives, you know, when they're in prison?
I didn't see the other stations do a poll of, do you think that's proper to interview somebody's murdering husband? Two wins on Friday. Yes, I do. I was going to say, I don't really know what it is about Martin Scorsese that the established Hollywood crowd doesn't like, but they keep kind of shutting this guy out. Martin Scorsese is the frank opinion of the movie business because he's not really except for hair.
Yeah.
Because it's like he's not really, they don't really want to acknowledge him.
He's not in the in crowd.
He's not, he doesn't play the game and kiss all the right butts. And the guy has never won an Oscar. Listen to some of this guy's movies. First of all, New York, New York. Which is kind of a musical thing, but it's just spectacular. It's got Liza Minnelli, as much as I don't like her. That's a great movie. The Last Waltz, Raging Bull, Mean Streets, Goodfellas, The Gangs of New York, Alice Doesn't Live Here Anymore, Who's That Knocking at My Door, Cape Fear, The King of Comedy. And let me stop right here and tell you, if you've never seen The King of Comedy with Robert De Niro and Jerry Lewis, it is a classic.
And Cape Fear, very seldom do you see a movie that is done as well as the original.
And better. Better.
Oh, man. Yeah. Robert De Niro and who, what's his name?
Nick Nolte.
Nick Nolte.
Yeah. The King of Comedy, After Hours, Taxi Driver, Bringing Out the Dead, The Age of Innocence, Color of Money, The Aviator, The Last Temptation of Christ. Holy mackerel. I mean, this guy... No Oscar.
Nominated again.
Shut out. And Clint Eastwood, who, okay, but you know, I guess it's all about these movies this year. It's not about the other stuff. Right. And this year, Clint Eastwood beat him.
Yeah.
But it just seems to me almost impossible that a guy can go all these years and not get an Oscar when he's done the things he's done. BTK Killer. They caught him. I love this. I love this. This guy, Dennis Rader. Married, father of two, Cub Scout leader, active leader in the Lutheran Church, where he was a member. And this is the scariest part of all. Before he became a municipal employee, he worked for a home security company.
I saw that.
And he had access to all of the customers' homes, including a role as installation manager. Mm-hmm. He worked for ADT Security Systems from 74 to 89, 15 years, this guy, during the same time that he was doing the killings, could get in all these people's houses because he worked. And I must say this about security and about identity theft. You're kidding yourself if you think you're ever going to get away from any of it because your identity, look at all the people who work in, let's just take the county personal property tax office. They got all the stuff on you. They got all your information and your social security number. Look at the IRS. Look at the IRS and how many people
within that organization, you think that they're all top-notch, security clearance, trustworthy? Nah, they're government workers. And if any one of them ever decided one day, man, I really need some extra cash, let's see. Let's go to the computer, and I think I'll take this guy, and there's everything in the world I need to know about.
And they're going to. All you have to do is just constantly check your bank accounts, your credit cards, and check your credit report once in a while and see what happens.
Yeah, between the state and the county and your bank.
And the medical insurance.
And the IRS. Insurance.
Yeah. How about that? How about here at this radio station, our medical insurance told us, you know what, we were using your Social Security number as your ID number. We're not going to do that anymore. We're going to issue random numbers to you. It'll be safer. Meanwhile, we have a new dental plan, and that dental company, insurance-wise, what do they use for their identification number? Our Social Security number.
Well, they have it anyway. Even if they don't use it for your number, they still have it.
I know. So it's printed. It's in the mail. It's on cards. It's being copied everywhere.
There are hundreds of people that have all your stuff, and they always will. Now, this will give you an idea of either how stupid we are or how this guy is way too smart. And I want to thank Dan Bach for sending me this. He says, check out this quote about film director Martin Scorsese. And this is from Cliff Frelick, who is an arts and entertainment editor. And here's what he said about Martin Scorsese. Get ready. Equally conversant in American and international film, the cinephilic Scorsese is adept at incorporating John Cassavetes-like improvisation and Italian neorealist verisimilitude within his carefully planned, operatically baroque visuals.
I couldn't agree more.
What in the hell are you talking about?
I have no idea what that means.
What was
some people?
Cinephilic.
Who is this? His name is Cliff Frelick. He is an arts and entertainment editor, and he was quoted
in the Post-Dispatch.
I don't know if it's a syndicated editor. Well, then he's a Post-Dispatch editor.
Do you remember when we had to diagram sentences in about 6 or 7?
Yeah, diagram this one.
Right. That's what I'm thinking.
That's ridiculous.
I know what a noun is and an adjective. Uh-huh. That's as far as I know. No, I know a verb, too.
So, again, folks, if you're you're ever in a cocktail party and Martin Scorsese comes up, you might want to memorize this because you'll really sound smart. Just say, oh, yeah, Scorsese. Tell you what I like about him. He's equally conversant in American and international film. The cinephilic Scorsese is adept at incorporating John Cassavetes-like improvisation and Italian neorealist verisimilitude within his carefully planned operatically baroque visuals. And everybody will go,
right on, buddy.
Verisimilitude, though, I have an issue with that.
Yeah.
Well, verisimilitude did a great job in that porn flick.
They have a soccer ball now with a microchip in it. It beeps when it crosses the goal line. You watch for this to show up in baseball. Tennis,
hockey.
A tiny, it will not affect the weight or balance of the ball. It could be in the very center, the core, where the weight is. And it will send out, when you are out of bounds, inbounds, foul line, there'll be no debate, no discussion.
It'll send I heard that. It'll send it to a wristwatch the referee wears.
Yes, and they'll know that precisely whether the sound of it.
Crazy.
Martha Stewart, boy, this flew by. Gets out of prison this weekend. That's
this
the fastest
weekend?
5 months.
Didn't that seem fast?
Probably wasn't that fast for her.
I'll bet it was.
It was like a little retreat, I'm sure, for her.
I'll bet it was fast.
I hope she's all fit and trim and looking great.
She will be.
I bet she will be.
She's got to know.
I mean, what else do you have to do but lift weights? And
now she has new material, and she has a new cause. And
when she gets out, she's going to be more popular.
Yeah, it would be funny if she comes out all tattooed.
That'd be neat if they got her like the last 2 days.
Holding on to some little black girl. Come on.
What?
Her girlfriend.
Oh, and her little.
Shame on Kraft. Shame on Kraft Foods. They caved in to the animal rights people and took the roadkill gummy bears off the market. I cannot believe it.
Oh, I do.
It's all a bunch of tree-hugging hippie crap.
They said it's encouraging kids to be cruel to animals. For those who didn't know, they had gummy candy shaped like flattened snakes and chickens and squirrels, had tire tread on them, and they had them in stores all over the United States. And this New Jersey Society for Prevention of Cruelty to Animals says We're going to petition you. We're going to boycott you. So they pull the candy.
How does that encourage kids to be cruel to animals?
It does.
Are they saying that roadkill is something that people try and do? Do they aim for wild animals running across the street in the middle of the night?
I have a message for PETA, because over the weekend I heard something in my garage, and I figured it was a mouse, and it was in like around a cardboard box area on my shelves. And so I set a couple of traps this morning. Smash mouse head. So I got the mouse. I love
I can't stand
hunting mice. Oh,
you have it for breakfast with little eggs and
grit. Yeah,
all right, this guy. This is what you don't want in the newspaper locally about your dad or your husband. It's in Wisconsin, Neillsville, Wisconsin. They have charged a 63-year-old guy who, I might add, has admitted to this. And wait till you hear how many times and for how long he's done it. He's 63. They've caught him, and he has pled guilty to routinely having sex with young calves. Listen to this.
Now here's something PETA could get upset.
He tells the police that he stopped routinely at a Greenwood, Wisconsin farm after the bars closed or after he'd been to strip clubs. You know, nothing gets me to wanting a calf more than a good strip club. Now listen to this. The farm's owner installed a motion detector in January of last year, January 22nd, because he would see footprints and vehicle tracks on his property. And about 4 o'clock in the morning, the very morning after he put in the motion sensor, the sensor sounded, and I guess they had a light or something, and they caught this guy leaving the barn, and as he's zipping up, he tells the farmer, he says, I just stopped in because I had to use the bathroom, I went in your barn, and I've never been here before. Then he later tells police that he has been having sex with calves since before he went into the service in 1963. He says he did it back. Yeah, bestiality.
I mean about a disorder.
I would say it's a disorder. So he said that he stopped it. He says he did it before he went in the service in 63, and then he picked the habit back up about a year ago. And he said he used a rope to tie the calves around the neck. Oh, he says that he has been to this one farm at least 50 times and had sex with calves. Now, this is what I like about this guy, and this is what tells me he's a decent human being. He tells the police, he says, I never have sex with animals while I'm in a relationship with a girlfriend or my wife.
That's beautiful.
He's a one-cow guy.
Yeah, he's a one-calf man. He never does it, though, if he's in a relationship with his girlfriend or his wife, which leads me to believe it is honorable. See, this guy...
are the calves really harmed?
Rush to judgment. Rush to judgment.
I'm sure he uses protection.
They could be smiling. Yeah.
They should feed him his first meal in jail, filet mignon.
Sure. Well, that's not going to teach you anything. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
I like the beginning of this joke. Osama bin Laden dies. He gets up to the pearly gates, and he is greeted by George Washington, who slaps him across the face.
Whoa.
Who slaps him across the face. Okay. And yells at Osama, "How dare you destroy the nation that I helped conceive?" Then Patrick Henry walks up to Osama bin Laden. Now, keep in mind, Osama's just died. He's at the gates trying to get in. Patrick Henry walks up and punches him in the nose and says, "You wanted to end our liberties, but you failed, you scumbag." Then James Madison walks up and kicks him in the testicles and says, "This is why I allowed our government to provide for the common defense." Then Thomas Jefferson walks up, and he beats Osama with a big cane and says, "You know what? It was evil guys like you who inspired me to write the Declaration of Independence." And the beatings and the thrashings go on and on and on. George Mason, James Monroe, and 66 other early Americans unleash on Osama bin Laden. And Osama is lying there in pain, and he's just in torturous, agonizing pain, and an angel appears, and Osama bin Laden starts crying, and he says, "This is not what you promised me. This is not what you promised me," he says to the angel. The angel says, "Hey, I told you that waiting for you in heaven, there would be 72 Virginians. What did you think I said?"
It's jackpot madness this Tuesday and Wednesday at the Giant Slot Machine Cellar. 500 machines will be sold this Tuesday and Wednesday at the Gateway Center.
I-55 at Exit 11 in Collinsville.
These are real international gaming machines.
We must sell 500 machines this Tuesday and Wednesday.
Now you can have real casino excitement in your home for just $159.
Not one at this price, but 100 at this price.
That's right, $159. Get you a real coin or token accepting slot machine with all the sounds, lights, and excitement of the casino.
These slot machines cost over $3,500 new, but for this Tuesday and Wednesday, take one home for as low as $159.
Dealers limit 10 machines only.
Hurry for best selection.
All types and models on sale, including Betty Boo,
Las Vegas,
Alien, Hot Rod Queen,
Adam's Family, and many, many others.
These slot machines look great, and they're a blast to play with.
All machines come with free tokens, keys, and instruction manuals.
Take one home this Tuesday or Wednesday at the Giant Slot Machine Sellout
at the Gateway Center,
I-55 at Exit 11 in Collinsville.
Sale is open Tuesday and Wednesday, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m.
The Giant Slot Machine Sellout
this Tuesday and Wednesday at the Gateway Center,
I-55 at Exit 11 in Collinsville.
Machines are intended for private use only, not a gambling device, not responsible for misuse of machines.
5:32 at the Big 550, a little bit early. Hopefully we can find him. Paul Ford in the Golden Oak Landing, Jetcopter 550. With us, Paul? Negative.
The all-American male has few requirements. Food, shelter, professional sporting events on TV, and a regular haircut. Fortunately for these red-blooded urban warriors, there's Sport Clips, a haircutting place made just for guys with all the things guys like. Things like TVs everywhere, and they're all tuned to sports. And there's no girl talk, not in this arena. Instead, Sport Clips has manly things like hot towel treatments, free neck trims between haircuts, and great haircuts at a reasonable price. For guys. At Sport Clips, it's all about you, the all-American male. At Sport Clips, guys win.
Visit one of 9 St. Louis area locations. To find the Sport Clips nearest you, visit sportclips.com. They have Guy Smart stylists to give you a great-looking haircut while you watch sports. Try an all-star massage treatment today. At Sport Clips, guys win.
Tuesday, you go out to eat, you think you're getting exactly what you ordered, but at some local restaurants, that isn't always the case.
They're not getting what they're paying for.
A News Channel 5 undercover investigation.
This is good.
Lisa Zigman shows you the St. Louis hotspots that did and didn't deliver what they promised.
The FDA still calls it substitution, and it's illegal.
Are you getting what you paid for? Tuesday, after Law & Order SVU, on News Channel 5 at 10.
Attention all Wheel Watchers. As host of Wheel of Fortune, I've met a lot of big winners. Now it's your chance to win some of the same great prizes as the contestants on the show.
That's right, Pat. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. First, go to wheeloffortune.com.
Second, join the Wheel Watchers Club and get your free spin ID number.
And third, watch Wheel each night to see if your spin ID matches the number on the screen.
It's that easy.
Wheel's the place to be when you've got your spin ID.
Tonight at 6:30, only on News Channel 5.
At American Equity Mortgage, each customer is different, but our answers are pretty much the same.
Yes, we can help.
Yes, with perfect or less than perfect credit.
Yes, we can save you hundreds of dollars every month.
Yes, you can close in as little as 1 week.
Yes, you can apply for free anytime, day or night.
Yes, it's that easy.
Give American Equity Mortgage the chance to say yes to you at 314-878-9999. The sooner you call, the sooner you can start saying yes, too.
Yes to paying off those high interest credit cards.
Yes to stopping those phone calls from bill collectors.
Yes to building a better financial future.
If you're a homeowner, say yes to a debt consolidation loan from American Equity Mortgage, and we'll say yes to you. Call us today at 314-878-9999. American Equity Mortgage. Call anytime. 314-878-9999 or visit AmericanEquity.com.
We have 3 children.
We are the Schmidt family.
Jade, our oldest, is 13.
Connor, our son, is 4.
And we just adopted a little girl. Jenna is 16 months.
We have American Family Life Insurance.
Insurance is extremely important
because it provides our family with security.
An American Family Insurance agent recently helped the Schmidt select a life insurance plan that fits their family.
Our agent, to me, is a resource.
Oh, absolutely. Our agent is a real resource for us.
He really guides us through the process. He's very knowledgeable.
I cannot say enough good things about my American Family agent.
Protecting their family and dreams. Call today for a free, no-obligation life insurance needs analysis. American Family Life Insurance Company. All your protection under one roof.
American Family Insurance.
See if you qualify for a discount on auto insurance when you have your life insurance with American Family Life Insurance Company. Or visit us at amfam.com.
5:36 at the Big 550. Now we're on time. Let's see if he's with us. Here's Paul Ford in the Golden Oak Lending Jetcopter 550. Hi, Paul.
Hello, Karen. Getting some blowing snow around town in St. Charles, also in the Lindbergh 40 area, the Frontenac area, and causing some slow traffic. Westbound 40, we have heavy going, approaching Big Bend and Hamley. And a slow pocket on westbound 40 through Clayton Morrison and Lindbergh, slow again approaching Mason Road. On southbound 270, that traffic just heavy through Manchester and Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 270 is looking good, just slow pockets from Lindbergh to 170. Downtown, it's not too bad on the Poplar Street Bridge. Eastbound 40 is heavy at Union Station. Eastbound 70 is heavy approaching Cole Street. And westbound on 70, some heavy pockets west of Cave Springs through 370 and Mid Rivers. This traffic report brought to you by Carfax. Remember that accident this morning on Highway 70? Don't forget, don't end up buying that car. Ask your dealer for a Carfax vehicle history report now with buyback guarantees, or visit Carfax.com for details. Call forward to the KTRS Golden Oak Lending Jet Shop.
I'm Michelle. I'm an MRI technologist at Metro Imaging's North County office. When you need an open MRI, visit Metro Imaging. Professional with a personal touch.
Men's Warehouse has made renting tuxedos for weddings easier than ever. Order, pick up, and return at over 500 locations nationwide. Call 1-800-776-SUIT for the store nearest you.
Tonight, after American Idol in 24.
I'm Fox News' Elliot Davis. I've gotten thrown out of places, doors slammed in my face, but I've never had an alderman get booted out with me. See for yourself on You Paid For It Tonight on Fox News at 9.
Mike Evans joins us this time of day, but Mike Evans will not be with us today, and quite frankly, Mike Evans may not be back. He may never join us again. And the reason I say that is he is now without a sponsor. And the reason I say that is that we have had a month to line him up with a new sponsor, and that's not uncommon to change sponsors, but nobody seemed to want to get that done, and that either means that the station does not want him on the air here, or they just can't seem to find somebody to sponsor him, which is kind of hard to believe. So that is not a negative comment about the station. I'm not allowed to do that because I can lose my job for that. So let's just say that if you want Mike Evans back on as a regular feature, I guess it's really going to have to be up to you. You're going to have to write to the radio station and say, hey, where's Mike Evans? If you don't want him on here and you'd rather have the show without him, then that'll work out fine. What has happened here. So Mike is not with us today and will not be with us in the future unless something changes, and we'll keep you posted. So that opens this last portion of the hour up for you. And the phone lines, 314-969-KTRS, toll free 1-888-550-KTRS. This is not a good thing if you're Dan Rather and you're about to retire. You're getting ready to leave the business after all these years, and you find out that Mike Wallace, one of your co-workers on CBS, has told the New Yorker magazine that Dan Rather is not as easy to watch as Peter Jennings.
Oh.
Then you find out if you're Dan Rather. Oh, and here's what Mike Wallace went on to say, that Dan Rather is uptight and occasionally contrived. He says, I don't find him as satisfying to watch.
Wow.
That's Michael. Oh. But it gets worse. Walter Cronkite, who is the guy who recommended Dan Rather for the job to replace him, told the same magazine that he preferred watching Tom Brokaw.
Well,
he says that Dan Rather looks like he's showboating and playing the part of a reporter on TV.
Woo!
That's got to hurt.
Couldn't agree more.
That has got... Don Hewitt of 60 Minutes says, 60 Minutes, I might add, a CBS show says, I prefer Peter Jennings.
But they're distancing themselves from him because of that memo and all of that contrived.
I think it's because he's Dan Rather. I think it's a whole bunch of things. You don't turn on a guy like this over one or two incidents.
He's semi-nuts.
They don't like
him. Well, what's the Frank Woodsy Ronald guy? Was that Ronald? Was that
Kenneth?
Kenneth.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Andy Rooney, 60 Minutes, CBS, told the New Yorker that he thinks that Dan Rather broadcasts a lot from the road because he's ashamed of anchoring and thinks it's a dumb job. And basically gives the impression that he thinks it's dumb what he's doing. That's how he comes off.
Not much longer.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, was he next month?
I think
he's out?
So, yeah.
And the funny thing is, these four guys are probably the top four guys at CBS News, besides Dan Rather. I mean, but all of them have been there longer. So, I mean, it consists about, 150 years of CBS News
experience. They just don't have
experience.
A comment. I'm sorry. They don't have a comment from Ed Bradley, do they?
Nope.
No. Not that I saw.
He's the one that's been there quite a while.
All right. We're off to the phones. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free 1-888-550-KTRS. Hello, Monty. You've been holding a long time, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
Hello, Frank.
Monty?
Yeah, Frank. Can you hear me?
Monty, I can hear you fine.
Okay, AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Anyway, on this highway thing.
Anyway.
I was in Germany in 75, driving on the Autobahns over there, going to a little town called Gießen.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the center lane, or the fast lane, and another older car had the lane next to me. And I saw in my rearview mirror a little dot.
Hmm.
And all of a sudden, a Porsche came around and tried to pass us on the right-hand side.
Mm-hmm.
And we were on an elevated kind of roadway. It was about 30 feet down to looked like a pasture down there. That Porsche left the highway, flipped end over end, and landed on its wheels. I pulled off to the side of the road and watched the guy get out about, I don't know, 3 or 4 minutes later. His legs buckled, and I never did find out if he was all right or not. The police got there about a half hour later.
Well, if he got out of the car, he was more all right.
Yeah, his legs buckled. He fell on the ground. I don't know what happened.
See, I think the Autobahn, on one hand, sounds like a cool thing, but then if you think about it, 150 miles an hour on a highway, probably not a good idea.
Yeah.
Well, this little Porsche, I mean, it went end over end. It flipped end over end and landed on its wheels.
Wow.
And the ground over in Germany is always soft, so I guess he hit in. That was the most spectacular thing I'd ever seen.
I'll bet. Why is the ground always soft in Germany?
Well, a lot of moisture, a lot of rain.
Really?
Particularly in the springtime when it was there in April.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, Monty.
Thanks a lot,
thank
Frank.
Thank you for the call.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Here's Mark, everybody. Hello, Mark. Mark?
Hello?
Yeah. How are you?
This is Mark.
That's why I said hello, Mark.
How's it going?
Going great, Mark.
AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I'm calling in about earlier, you're talking about car accidents and stuff like that. This really isn't an accident. It was something that everybody needs to look out for when riding behind a van with mattresses strapped down to the roof.
Oh, boy.
I was going down Highway 94 about a year ago, and a minivan had some mattresses up on the roof. And I was watching them. They were kind of lifting as we went up to about 60 miles an hour. And one of my friends worked off Highway 94, and he just happened to be outside, so I looked over and honked. And by the time I looked back, those mattresses were gone. A split second, I looked straight up in the air. They're about 20 feet in the air. And a matter of seconds after that, the mattress smashed straight down on my windshield, went off the back of the car, and I think somebody else ended up hitting it. But that's just a caution to anybody who ever is following a vehicle hauling mattresses.
Yeah, but see, I see people all the time going down the road with things strapped on, and you know it's like some thin little string.
Yeah.
I mean, they really don't know what they're doing.
It's just a matter of time.
Yeah, they have no business hauling anything that way. But they think, oh, well,
twine. And to make it, I mean, it was just unbelievable how quick it happened. And my friend saw the whole thing, and he told me that it was, I mean, I didn't even have time to react before the thing just shattered the windshield to pieces.
Wow.
I mean, there wasn't a part of the windshield you could look out of. It was completely pebbleized, I guess, into little pebbles.
And the mattress,
amazing.
And the mattress could have stuck on the
that's
windshield.
That's just something anybody should look out for.
All right, thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
I see. If I go to like the Home Depot or Lowe's or someplace, sometimes you see people, they're pulled up there and they're hauling, they're picking up stuff in a vehicle that's really not quite big.
No
right.
kidding.
And you're thinking, man, how are they going to make it home without...
Leaving the minivan hatch on the back open with the boards and stuff.
Yeah. Big old sheets of plywood that you know if a little gust of wind gets under them.
And I... We thought we were finished with this, and we kind of closed it out, but I never keep... If people want to talk, we don't care what you talk about. For those who didn't hear us earlier, what brought this on was that incredible incident Friday where that loser who ended up dying, he killed his wife and her friend, his Denali leaping in the air over four lanes of traffic. And so we posed the question, what is the most spectacular thing on the road that you've ever seen? Because the people who were there and saw that had to just be going, well, I can't believe what I'm looking at. There's a Denali flying over four lanes of traffic over the tops of cars. Let's go to Jim. Hello, Jim.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing great. How are you?
I'm doing a lot better than I was on Tuesday. Let me preface this by saying I am driving by the exact spot that this happened in Tuesday night right now.
Well, then what happened then?
I was coming home from a date. My date was riding shotgun.
Okay.
And we're doing about 55, Highway 40, westbound, maybe half a mile to a quarter mile east of Clayton.
So this is 6 days ago?
Yes.
Okay.
And we're driving about 55 miles an hour. Everything's going great. And I tell you that because I saw it because of what I've been told. Because I don't remember it. A tractor trailer with two trailers decided to merge into my lane.
Yeah.
And his front wheel clipped my back wheel.
Oh.
And it spun me out in front of him.
Good night.
Where he hit me again. And then I just started spinning around until I reached the center median and hit that head on. Where the airbags went off, and I sparked in time to where I ended up facing away from the center median. My whole side of my car was just completely destroyed. I had to crawl out the driver's door, the passenger door.
Man.
And police said that we were lucky to walk away from this thing.
How many people in the car?
Two of us.
And you both got away. Holy cow.
We both walked out of it. I went to the hospital. Her mom picked her up. It's actually our second date. Hopefully I'll get a third.
Well, I don't know. They got you labeled as a pretty bad driver, maybe.
But I have to tell you that it was the most violent action I could ever imagine. At first I thought I hit something in the road and had a blowout, and I was just trying to control my car. And then it was just... Then I figured there's no way I can control it, and I just was along for the ride.
I think did I see your car on the news? Did they have it on the news?
I don't know. I don't remember much of anything.
I got to tell you, are you driving right now?
I am driving right now.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, so that's one of those things where you might not be able... I can understand not driving for about 6 months.
Yeah, I could too, especially around semis, huh?
I went down 2 days later to where the car was... The car was obviously totaled. I went down to take pictures of the car, and it's just mangled.
Mm. Yeah.
You could see exactly the spot where the semi first hit it because you can see it's... It's black tire marks on my rear wheel well.
Yeah. Did the guy stop, the trucker?
He did stop.
Okay.
And luckily, nobody, I mean, I went all the way across from the far right-hand lane to the left-hand lane, and nobody else hit me besides the truck.
Wow.
That is amazing. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if... I got to count my blessings.
Yeah, that's like winning the lottery.
That car, that big rig could have driven right over me. You know, I'm in a Honda Accord.
Yeah.
It could have driven over me. I mean, anything could have happened.
Yeah, I was in a little bitty, tiny, small convertible many, many years ago, and I had a bi-state bus that didn't see me and turned into me and was crushing my car. And I'm sitting in it, and the bus is running over my car. And thank goodness the bus driver finally heard the horn and stopped, or she would have just, like a tank, right over the top of me. That kind of stuff.
That's exactly the guy in the police report. The guy in the truck said he felt the bump.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's all he's going to feel.
That big monster's not going to feel anything. Well, we're glad you're with us because we don't need to lose any listeners.
I'm glad to be here.
All right. Thank you, Jim.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. My wife
is scared to death of tractor-trailer trucks on the highway. She tries to avoid getting in the lane next to them. She jockeys so that they just freak her out.
I don't like riding next to them just because I'm afraid of those blowouts that they have. You know how you see those big old treads?
I'll tell you what I really don't like, though. If you've ever been on either a motorcycle or a convertible open, and you're on an interstate, and you're alongside one of them, and you look over, and the tire is higher than you are.
Yeah.
I mean, and you can see underneath the thing, and you know, man, if either one of us, like, swerves left, I'm under your truck. That's a little bit
Heavy rain if you're right behind an 18-wheeler. I mean, you can't. It's gray.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't see anything.
Pretty intimidating. All right, we got 8 before 6 at the Big 550. I want to share with you an easy way to stop smoking. That name throws a lot of people off, I think, because anytime you say anything is easy, there's a little credibility problem with most things, not with this. Because this is an outfit that, while it's called Easy Way Auricular Reflex Therapy, they make it real clear that 1 out of 5 people this doesn't work for. It's not invasive. There are no drugs, no patches, no gum. There's no withdrawal, no cravings, instant results. And they even make it possible for you to have what they call booster sessions. Booster sessions in case you need a little extra, little boost. Within 45 days, no charge. It's part of the original $125 fee. Now, if you have tried this other stuff, the patches and the gum and cold turkey, and it didn't work, let's talk just real quickly about what auricular reflex therapy is. This is a 20-minute session we're talking about in a not very fancy place. Pretty plain. But 80% success rate. It is a laser procedure that they apply near the ear breaks, near the ear, and it breaks the addiction to nicotine. And there's a little part of your lobe, a little crease there, and I'm not sure I understand how they know exactly where to do this, but they do. It's painless. It takes about 20 minutes. And again, it's a laser light beam applied around the ear, and it breaks the addiction to nicotine. And it is 80% effective, meaning that 4 out of 5 people who do this do not smoke again. It's a pinpoint of light. And that's all I can tell you because I don't understand how it works. What they'll tell you is that the difference between this and the patch or the gum is that it breaks the addiction, while the patch and the gum actually feed the addiction. Because I think the patch and the gum actually put nicotine in your system, is the way I understand it. It's relaxing, painless, and works for 4 out of 5 people. They don't smoke again. That's all I can tell you. The rest is up to you. $125, 20 minutes, and within 45 days, your booster session, if you need it, or sessions, no charge. Here's the number. And I emailed a lady this morning. She says, my goodness, I'm in the car, and I want to do this, and I couldn't remember the number. If you can remember 3 numbers, 843, then you have their number. Because 314 is easy. That's a long-time old St. Louis prefix. 843. Because 843-EASY will put you in touch with them. 314-843-EASY, the easy way to quit smoking.
A respected philosopher once exclaimed, "You have to see it to believe it." Well, that must have been before the dawn of radio. So the challenge becomes, how do you describe the Cadillac SRX and do it justice in a medium limited to the spoken word? Perhaps you begin with a stunning statement about the power of the SRX V8 with its 320 horsepower engine. Or maybe a word about the open-air exhilaration found beneath its expansive ultra-view sunroof. Or you could simply expound about the convenience and ease of the optional push-button power folding third-row seat. But maybe despite our best efforts, words can't actually convey the many wonders of SRX. I guess they were right all along. You have to see it to believe it. Cadillac SRX. Breakthrough.
Test drive the new 2005 Cadillac SRX and find out more about our attractive lease or purchase offers. Visit your local Cadillac dealer.
Ever wake up on a beautiful morning and think, wow, what a great day to buy life insurance? Of course not. You buy life insurance because you need it. And as your needs change, you shop for life insurance again. Unless you get OmniLife from the Missouri Farm Bureau. OmniLife lets your coverage change with time and your family's changing needs. Get OmniLife and spend the beautiful mornings with your family. OmniLife from the Missouri Farm Bureau, where belonging makes a difference.
So, I keep hearing it's all about the O. Well, I wanted to find out for myself, so I went to Overstock.com, and I found this big-screen TV for 60% below retail. I got the perfect set of golf clubs, a tent. I even found diamond earrings for the wife. Every item was 50% or more below retail, and my order was shipped to my door for $2.95. Man, I can buy DVDs, books, CDs, most priced below Amazon. Who knew shopping could be so easy? Discover how it is all about the O. Overstock.com.
556 at the Big 550. Paul Ford's in the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center. Some snow moved in, right?
That's right. Forced me to the ground.
Uh-oh.
But we saw the traffic before we landed. Westbound 40, we do have slow pockets from Clayton Skinker all the way out through Lindbergh. The snow and the visibility getting a little worse there on 40. Also on 70, the same story. Slow pockets westbound on 70, anywhere from west of Cave Springs through Mid Rivers and Highway 79. South 270, some slow going north of Manchester through Doherty Ferry. And on 44 westbound, that looks pretty good as you approach Hampton, and it moves pretty well out through Lindbergh and 270. This report is service of CARSTAR. Roads can be risky. CARSTAR reminds you, be safe. But if an accident happens, call 800-CARSTAR for accident assistance. CARSTAR repaired nearly 10,000 cars last year. Paul Ford in the KTRS Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center.
Thank you, Paul.
Thanks, Frank.
All right, there goes Paul. How much time do we have here? We have time to talk to Deborah, I think so. Hello, Deborah. How are you?
Hi, Frank. I didn't get to hear all the show today, but I heard the guy with the mattress story,
mm-hmm.
and it made me think about the time I was coming up Page. It's been about 8 or 9 years ago. And
let me ask you if you can you do this in 1 minute?
I can.
Go.
And I happened to look up, and there was a panel truck in front of me. Next thing I know, the ice on top of that panel truck is coming off that panel truck and coming down right towards me. Well, I was able to slow down, and the ice hit the road and broke up. But, you know, I see that a lot. You know, people who don't think about cleaning out the tops of their vans or
mm-hmm.
their SUVs or other trucks, and, boy, that's dangerous.
Are going down, I'm sorry. Going down an interstate highway behind an 18-wheeler,
yeah.
and they came from a cold climate, and now they're in a warm climate, and that stuff comes flying up. Holy cow, that's scary.
And a sheet of it is like a sheet of glass.
It's the motion of the truck hitting bumps and all the potholes we have around here in the wintertime. Of course, we don't have winter anymore here, but, you know, when it hits those potholes, that jars that stuff loose.
Right. Thank you, Deborah.
Oh, thank you, Frank.
Okay, bye-bye. 60 seconds. She's good. She got good timing, I think. We, how far down are we? Oops, we're a third of the way down on our new bottle of Pump Germex waterless hand sanitizer that we have in the studio. See, we use the stuff because we realize what it can do. And what it can do is very possibly keep you from catching somebody else's germs and cause you to get the flu. Man, I'll tell you what, this year, I know more people that got that, whatever that was, this year. It's bad.
Yep.
It's been bad.
Yeah, I know it.
You know, and there's no guarantee that you won't catch it, but hey, why not put the odds more in your favor? Keep your hands clean. Keep your kids' hands clean. Germex, proud sponsors as of last week of Dr. Doug Pernikoff, your pet's best friend, because that's a good way to transfer germs both directions, to and from the pets. It is very affordable. It's available at Walmart. It's available at Deerberg's. It should be available everywhere. And if we have anything to say about it, it will be. If you shop somewhere and they don't have Germex, Ask them why. Tell them to get Germex by name. 6 o'clock.
From ABC News. I'm Gil Gross. Indict or release. A federal judge has told the government that an American citizen being held as if he were a foreigner caught in battle cannot be treated that way. Here's ABC's Bill Greenwood in Washington.
For the past 2.5 years, suspect Jose Padilla has been classified as an enemy combatant and held in a Navy brig in Charleston, South Carolina. He was accused of being part of a plot to detonate a dirty bomb in the United States, but Padilla has never been charged and is a U.S. citizen. So South Carolina federal judge Henry Floyd said the government has 45 days to either indict Padilla or set him free.
U.S. officials say they have found communication from Osama bin Laden asking his ally in Iraq, Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, to attack within the United States. Former CIA counterterrorism chief, now ABC News consultant Vince Canestraro, says this is odd.
Why reach out to Zarqawi himself, who doesn't have, as far as we know, a network in the United States, would have to try and send someone in. It may be good news in that it indicates al-Qaeda doesn't really have the cadre of the al-Qaeda cells in place in the United States to carry out an operation.
In Iraq today, at least 115 dead in a bombing south of Baghdad. Opening arguments in the Michael Jackson trial today, ABC's Alex Stone live at the courthouse in Santa Maria, California. Alex?
Gil, the prosecution and defense were in attack mode today. The prosecution claiming Jackson is a calculated child molester. The defense saying the accuser's mother is a gold digger. Legal analyst Trent Copeland says Jackson did not look very comfortable today.
He seemed at times nervous, a little fidgety, and not nearly as focused as I think his defense team would have liked.
The defense is not done with its opening statement. Attorneys will finish tomorrow. Gil.
ABC's Alex Stone live in Santa Maria. ABC Money Scoop. The Dow fell 75 today. The NASDAQ 14. You're listening to ABC News.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning. Totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor. Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
You wouldn't need instant information if life moved at a slow pace. But life moves at the speed of light, and you've got to keep up. There is a way to stay on top of your credit report instantly online. Get your free credit report at freecreditreport.com. Join the millions who have already logged on.
I go online, and in seconds, I get my credit report.
Staying on top of my credit helped me get the best deal on my refi.
Why wait when you can instantly see your credit report online? Free.
Stay on top of your credit at freecreditreport.com.
Good evening, everyone. It is 6:03. I'm Brian Houseworth, KTRS News. A proposal requiring insurance companies to pick up more of the bill for the First Steps program is backed by Governor Matt Blunt. He traveled to Chesterfield today, and he says the new program will ensure state aid will be available for those children.
It is important to work with children that have a developmental disability, help them overcome that disability so they can enter school ready to learn, ready to advance from grade to grade, and be productive students.
Blunt says provisions include a proposed change in state law to require insurance companies to cover common services. He supports co-payments for families who can afford them, the maximum being $100 a month. After 14 months of service in Iraq, a state representative from Crestwood is returning to the Capitol tomorrow. Republican Jim Avery says he'll file a bill this week to help National Guard and Reserve soldiers.
A lot of other states offer the same tax benefits when you're in a combat zone as the federal government, but Missouri doesn't. Right now, we had to pay state tax.
Avery tells KTRS News he doesn't have a problem with that, but he says soldiers being deployed now shouldn't have to pay state tax while they're in a combat zone. He returns to the Capitol and the House in the morning. He is best remembered for his Zippo Awards on Friday nights. Now former TV sportscaster Zip Rezepa is unveiling his platform for a state Senate campaign. Rezepa is from Barnhart. He's running as an independent to succeed Democrat Steve Stoll.
I'm running to represent the people of Jefferson County. I'm not beholden to the political parties, to big business, to special interest groups. I'm here to serve the people. I'm a part of the people.
Rezepa describes himself as pro-family. family, pro-traditional marriage, pro-labor, and pro-social services. Three others are in the race, Democrat Rick Johnson, Republican Bill Alter, and Independent Harold Selby. A judge today sealing court records involving John and Kelly Alexander and their three children. Police say John Alexander killed his estranged wife and her friend April Wheeler on Friday. John Alexander then led police on a high-speed chase. He died after being ejected from his SUV. A judge this morning sealing court records that involved a restraining order against John Alexander to protect the children's privacy. Some West St. Louis County residents tonight will be speaking out against a proposed landfill expansion. Barb Fial is with Citizens for a Safe Neighborhood. She says when it comes to Onyx's proposal to expand the Oak Ridge landfill on Sulphur Springs Road, the county should be held accountable.
For the promise they made to the public that this landfill would be closed to future expansion after the last expansion was approved in the early 1990s.
Planning Commission hearing, 7 o'clock, the County Council chambers. And today, Federated Department Stores announced they're buying St. Louis-based May Department Stores for $11 billion in cash and stock. Now News Channel 5 Chief Meteorologist Cindy Pressler has the KTRS Doppler 5 forecast.
It's going to be a cold night tonight. Gusty northwest winds at 15 to 20, gusts up to 30. Plus more snow flurries. It makes it look worse, much worse than it is. Look for lows around 23 degrees. We'll have some morning clouds and flurries again on Tuesday, then partly cloudy in the afternoon. Highs reaching the mid-30s. Northwest winds at 10 to 20. Wednesday a little warmer, 40 degrees, mostly sunny. Thursday partly sunny, 47. Friday increasing clouds, chance for showers late in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-50s, a little cooler again on Saturday. Variably cloudy, 48. And Sunday partly cloudy with highs around 50. I'm News Channel 5 Chief Meteorologist Cindy Pressler for the Big 550 KTRS.
32 degrees, our current temperature at Lambert Field. And that is the news at 6:06. I'm Brian Helsworth, and now with traffic, here's Paul Ford in the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center. Paul?
And we have slow traffic south 270 from Manchester to Doherty Ferry, westbound 40 slow from Hanley through McKnight and Lindbergh, and westbound on 70 heavy going approaching Cave Springs through Highway 79. This report is service of International Delight Coffee Creamers. Every morning millions of people get off to the wrong start. That's why there's International Delight Coffee Creamers. A little International Delight in your coffee can change the way you feel. Paul Ford in the KTRS Golden Oak Lending Jet Chopper.
Midwest Bank Center. You've never seen a bank that looks like this. Come visit our new location next to Annie Gunn Smokehouse in Chesterfield Valley. Midwest Bank Center. Member FDIC.
You can't imagine the liberation. Eric Tracy for Fresh Air. I recently flew cross-country and, believe it or not, arrived at my destination without those itchy eyes and a stuffy nose and scratchy throat I usually get breathing that recycled airplane air over and over again. You see, I was wearing the Fresh Air Buddy. Yet another wonderful invention from the folks famous for air purification, Fresh Air. Right now, try, risk-free and in your home, a Fresh Air purification system. You know, one bookshelf speaker-sized unit cleans the air of a 3,000-square-foot home. You'll also get 50% off on a portable Fresh Air to go for your office, car, or hotel room when you travel. And when you call, don't forget to ask about the Fresh Air Buddy. It's about the size of a pager, and it keeps your personal breathing space free from other people's germs and odors. It is great for those occasions when you're packed in with other people. Fresh Air. It works every time, in every situation, for millions of satisfied customers. Why don't you give them a call? Call 877-FRESH-31. That's 877-FRESH-31. 877-FRESH-31. Fresh Air.
Visit Artistic Fabrics today for their home decorator fabric clearance sale and look for the yellow sales tax for extra savings. Plus, Artistic Fabrics have grown. St. Louis's favorite home decor fabric store has completed their expansion. Come in and explore their furniture gallery at the Lindbergh location with custom furniture from Missouri's own Justice Furniture. At Artistic Fabrics, your fabric choices for custom furniture are larger than any other furniture store and practically limitless. Artistic Fabrics proudly presents the new fashion-forward Liz Claiborne collection exclusively sold at Artistic Fabrics. They specialize in home decorating fabrics from Liz Claiborne, Waverly, and much, much more. Artistic Fabrics also stocks thousands of the latest styles and colors. Because they buy mail direct, you save up to 50% and more compared to decorator prices. Come in today for the winter fabric clearance sale and look for the yellow tag for extra savings. Stop in at either Manchester 2 miles west of I-270 or Lindbergh between Olive and Page. Check out their website at artisticfabrics.com. Visit Artistic Fabrics today and bring out the artist in you.
You're not a number, you're a neighbor
at Reliance.
Close to where you live,
that's where you'll find us.
We always go the extra mile and we do it with a smile. For what you need in a bank, call Reliance.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Jerry Von Rohr of Reliance Bank. You know, the big banks aren't always the best place to get big returns on your CDs. Our new 21-month, 3.55 annual percentage yield CD is one of the most competitive you'll find anywhere. And while we offer all the same services as those large banks, we pride ourselves on our neighborly service. To find out more about our 3.55 CD or which of our 10 branches is near you, visit RelianceBankSTL.com or call me direct at 314-965-5300. Possible penalty for early withdrawal, rate subject to change.
We always go the extra mile and we do it with a smile. For what you need in a bank, call Reliance.
Member FDIC.
I'm Jeff Walsh, General Manager of Route 66 Chevrolet. With rebates and incentives on new Chevrolets as high as $12,000, our business has never been better. I have 05 Cavaliers starting at just $10,600 and 05 half-ton Silverado pickups starting at just $13,200. There's no better time than now to come into Route 66 Chevrolet for your next new or used car, truck, or SUV. So come get your kicks at Route 66 Chevrolet. That's Route 66 Chevrolet in Pacific, Missouri, or closer than you think. Chevrolet, an American Revolution.
How do people react when they get a four-star hotel for a two-star price on Hotwire.com? Let's find out.
Susie, I got a surprise. I booked us a four-star hotel in New York midtown with a spa.
Really?
Yeah, four-star Orbitz was $189 a night. Travelocity $209, but I got it for $150 on Hotwire.
$150, you wild stallion!
Bringing couples closer through great hotel deals. Hotwire.com. Fly, sleep, drive, cheap.
Based on February 2005 comparisons, not including taxes or fees. Prices subject to change and availability.
Two words, boys and girls, Drunken Fish. Two locations, Central West End and Westport Plaza for St. Louis's premier sushi restaurant and lounge. Go to drunken-fish.com.
Stop into McDonald's today and enjoy a classic Filet-O-Fish sandwich. Golden crispy fish filet with American cheese and special tartar sauce on a steamed bun. Only at McDonald's. I'm loving it.
The Big 550, KTRS St. Louis.
To really love a woman, to understand her, you gotta know her deep inside.
What does that mean?
Hear every thought, see every dream, and give her wings when she wants to fly. Then when you find yourself lying helpless in her arms, you know you really love.
This actually was a great movie, Don Juan DeMarco. I didn't think it would be, but it was. Hey, I love this story, this couple in Pacific, Missouri. If you didn't get a chance to read it, married 48 years, lottery winners, $300,000. But what a terrific story. They, Shirley and Rolf Walker, R-O-L-F, he buys the lottery tickets and, you know, just typical, just great older couple where she's always kind of scolding him for buying lottery tickets. He won't scold him anymore.
No, I don't.
So he goes to, he's 70, by the way. So February 19th, he goes to Bud's Market and Gas, Old Route 66 in Pacific, buys two scratch-off tickets. He gets two winners. One's $15 and one's $5, so total $20. And according to the rules, and I didn't know this, let's start with the rules of their marital agreement first. They have an agreement that there'll be two potential ways to handle if they won on a scratch-off ticket. And they had a deal that he can either cash in the tickets and not buy any more because he had already coupled the purchase that week. In other words, Shirley says to Rolf,
She lays down the law.
Yeah. You're not buying any more. You've used up your allocation for the week. So you can cash them in and not buy any more, or you can cash in the tickets and take half the money, put it in your pocket, and spend the other half on more scratch-offs. That's the other acceptable alternative.
Reasonable.
She's 67, he's 70, so she sends him to the Walmart in Eureka for groceries. Now let me just explain. Everything about this picture is so perfect. She's got rheumatoid arthritis. She has to get dialysis three times a week. She has to stay off her feet. On the way back, he stops at the Moto Mart at the corner of Fox Creek and Allenton Roads. I know exactly where it is.
I do, too.
So he decides to go with rule number two, keep half and put half into more tickets. So he's got $20 in winnings. He tells the girl behind the counter, give me two of those tickets. And he's pointing to the $5 tickets. He wants two $5 tickets to spend his $10. The clerk, whose name was Sarah Provence, reaches up and grabs two $5 tickets and accidentally detaches a $10 game card at the same time. And she apologized and offered to put the $10 card back. But then he said there was kind of like rule number three, and it was one he'd made up himself, and that was that if he ever got a ticket he really didn't ask for and it got torn off by accident, that he'd never have them put them back because that might be a winner.
So I have that same rule. I swear
really?
I do.
I do too.
Yeah, I would not ever because that might be the one that the next person that comes in.
Oh,
there.
Yeah.
Well, he tells her the accidental $10 ticket is the one he really wants. Put the two fives back. That ticket that he now calls Lucky Gold paid him
$300,000. Oh, what a scratcher ticket.
That's great, isn't it? So this is the best part of the story. They go out the following Wednesday after it was confirmed Tuesday by the lottery officials. They go out Wednesday and they buy a new Chrysler Sebring to replace their 97 Plymouth.
Good for them.
He said she gets in it. And even according to her, and this is her quote, she says, I got in it the first time, and I said, hey, there seems to be a crack in the roof. And he says, no, that's a sunroof. They never had a sunroof. What a great story.
Wow, it is.
What a good for them.
A sweet couple.
You bet. That's the way I like to see the lottery work. And over the weekend, the big, big story about the radio business and how part of the radio business is not doing very well. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to tell you the part. You say, what part is it?
Well, I know that Clear Channel's not doing very well, if that's what you're talking about.
No, I'm talking about format-wise.
Oh,
Clear Channel,
okay.
I think, is actually going to do very well since they decided to do the smart thing and cut the commercial load down, which is what we decided to do here. But think about it. The music stations, the music part of radio, with iPods and MP3s, a lot of these younger listeners and the music people, they're loaded up with thousands of songs that they want and the ones they want to hear, and it's cutting into some of music radio.
But it's not cutting into talk radio!
Yeah.
You can't load a bunch of talk into an iPod.
You can't load current topical conversation into an iPod. You want to chit-chat and call and debate or express an opinion. You can't do that with iPod and MP3, so it's a tough, tough struggle, and it's getting very competitive for the... But they do mention the clutter, advertising clutter, and how all stations have gotten to the point where they run way too much. That's the beautiful thing about what we just did with this show, is that they agreed to put a cap, and we do have a cap. There's a number, and it is significantly lower than what we were doing 3 months ago. To commercial time. So good for us, and good luck to the music stations as they compete, and we don't have to with iPods and that kind of thing. Reggie McDaniel is on the way, and he'll talk about a movie, good one, a bad one. Hopefully it's not an art film. We'll get him in here after we get Jim Holder on here, and after I do this real quickly. Ballast Dental Care, I said watching the Oscars last night that I didn't understand why people like Johnny Depp and Morgan Freeman didn't get a good dentist and get their teeth fixed. They're movie stars. They got a lot of money. They could go to Ballast Dental Care just like you can go. And if I could get in touch with them in person, I'd say, hey, you're a good actor, but your teeth are ugly. And you need to get them fixed. And here's a place. And I'd give them the name Ballast Dental Care, a place I've gone over 31 years. Ballast Dental Care. Everything from just a simple exam, cleaning, and checkup, to sedation dentistry for the hardest of the hardcore people, the people who are freaked out at the thought of going to the dentist. Sedation dentistry is a godsend for those people, and they are licensed practitioners of that great new addition to dentistry. So if you don't have a dentist, you have one, you don't like him or her, they retired, they moved away, you haven't been for 20 years, doesn't matter. Nobody will shame you, nobody will embarrass you. They've seen worse. Ballast Dental Care. Jim Holder, how are you?
Frank, I am AM in the PM.
Oh, yeah. I got to tell you that Dan has your name on the screen as Jim Holder, like Two Holder, H-O-L-E-R. Two Holder?
Yeah. They called him Holder back in the day.
Did they? The neighbors have been complaining because we haven't taken that out yet.
Nah, I see.
We got one of those in the back. And Eon knows... What happens when we get Jimmy Dynamite, Jimmy D Dynamite.
Yes,
you want to share that with all the neighbors?
No idea what he's talking about, and I don't want to know. Let's talk some sports.
Yeah, let's talk some sports. The Catholic sports update. First of all, from Jupiter, where the Cardinals on Wednesday will play Florida Atlantic University in their only exhibition. There was a controlled inner squad, so to speak, a game today in Jupiter, a situational situation that Tony had for the club. Rick Ankiel didn't have a real good outing, so that, you know, it's real early, so we won't be concerned with that.
Jim?
Hopefully there's nothing with the arm or the shoulder.
Jim?
Yes, sir.
What kind of situation was it again? I believe you said it was a situational situation.
Situation, yeah.
Oh. Those are the worst kind.
Hopefully his own situation was better than that. And by the way, the first game is on Thursday night. One of four games to be played under the lights in the spring down in Florida, and they'll play the Mets at Port St. Lucie. Well, the John Chaney situation continues to make headlines around the country. The Temple basketball coach who ordered in one of his thugs in a game late last week, and the guy fouled out in only 4 minutes of play and proceeded to break the arm of one of the players at St. Joe's. He suspended himself for one game immediately, and now when they found out that young Bryant from St. Joe's had a broken arm, they said that he would not be able to coach for the remaining games during the regular season. And now it was announced today that he will not coach in the A-10 conference. Coach Chaney, 73 years old, kind of a volatile guy. He's been really a player's coach, and he's a Hall of Fame coach. And interestingly enough, of course, St. Louis University, the basketball Bills, moved to the A-10 out of Conference USA next year. But it'll be interesting now over the next several weeks to see just how the John Chaney situation is resolved. Illinois remains number one. Why shouldn't they be? They're the best team in basketball.
No,
13th week in a row. They're 28-0, 14-0 in a Big Ten. They will host Purdue on Thursday and then play at Ohio State on Sunday to conclude the 16-game regular season in the Big Ten Conference. They are 28-0 and 14-0 in the conference. And for the fifth consecutive week, unanimous selection as number one. Can you believe Hale Irwin and this man, Frank, the Champions Tour is like his 401K. He won another event today. Of course, they play 54 holes instead of 72, like they do on a big tour. And he won this rain-shortened 36-hole event, the Outback Steakhouse Pro-Am, one shot over Morris Satowski, worth $240,000. In four events, he's close to $750,000 already.
And they get to ride in carts, too, don't they, Jim?
They do.
Yeah, all right. Exactly.
I mean, you know, it's all going several football cuts, including former Rams linebacker who won three Super Bowls with the New England Patriots, Roman Pfeiffer. He is out of a job. The Chicago Bears released a David Terrell. They had signed Usain Mohamed over the weekend. Rodney Peete, quarterback, Carolina, backup. He is out of a job, and Brian Griese decides to redo his deal with the Tampa Bay Bucks, so he will stay there. And a big John Hadley and Randy Carricker between 6:30 and 9 o'clock. They'll have a lot of information about a lot of issues.
All right. We'll talk tomorrow.
Very good. Have a great evening.
And remember, Jim, it was a situational
situation.
Yes, it was.
Thank you.
There we go.
Hey, it's happy hour for him. Come on. It's happy hour. All right. Now, listen very closely to this. I told you about this Friday, and this you've got about nine days. 9 days, and they will cut it off because that's the deal they made at Lakeside Exteriors for these plasma TVs. Here's what I'm talking about. If you order Hardy Plank, the most incredible siding that you will ever see for your house, and it's a minimum order of 2,500 square feet, which I might add is just a little below the average order for Hardy Plank siding. So it's a pretty average size home order. You do the minimum order of 2,500 square feet of Hardy Plank, and you get that done between now and March 9th, they're going to give you a 42-inch plasma television.
Whoa.
They made a deal with somebody who sells plasma TVs where they could get a bunch of them and get them right, and they're going to throw them in as part of the deal with you when you pick Lakeside Exteriors and you let them install Hardy Plank. This is the fibrous cement product, 95% Portland cement and fibrous cellulose. I saw a TV commercial this morning, and they showed a guy washing the siding on his house. And I'm not kidding. When he was rubbing it, you could see the siding buckle and bend as he pushed on it. That's pretty common for a lot of siding. Come to my house and lean against my house or push on it or hit it and try to buckle it. You'll break your hand. It's fibrous cement. It's lightweight cement. It's beautiful. It's got the wood grain look. Comes in all kinds of colors. 50-year limited warranty. It will not crack or warp or delaminate or swell. It won't burn. Termites and bugs can't get to it. It won't rot. It won't crack. It's unbelievable. Do not make a siding decision without calling Lakeside Exteriors. 636-978-5000. And by the way, this company, when they give you a bid, they include tearing off the existing siding. You'd be surprised how many people don't. And they say, when it comes time to do the job, well, wait a minute, that was the quote for installing the new siding. There's an extra charge to tear off the old siding. Not at Lakeside. That's included in the quote. 42-inch plasma TV. Get in on this deal now. It's for 9 more days. Lakeside Exteriors. Their website, lakesideexteriors.com.
Let's go to Denver. Mm-hmm. Let's see how much he can cover in about 4 minutes. He is, of course, Reggie McDaniel. And he's brought to you by Metro Lighting. Metro Lighting, 6 great stores, 30-plus years. And it would be a good idea for you to check their website, too, and take a look at some of the tremendous products they have to offer. MetroLightingCenters.com. MetroLightingCenters.com. Reggie, how are you?
I'm doing great, Frank. How y'all doing?
Let me check. How are you
doing? Doing great.
I only have about 3 minutes, so what do you have?
Well, I got a movie called Man of the House.
Oh, Tommy Lee Jones.
This past weekend with Tommy Lee Jones and Cedric the Entertainer.
Okay.
You know, I'm always trying to find these things with the hometown people in it.
I know you are, and I hate to say it, but it looks like one of those. When I saw it, my reaction, I said before, was, Tommy Lee Jones, why would you do a movie like this?
I saw it over the weekend. I'll see what Reggie says.
But let's see what you have to say.
All right. This is a movie about Tommy Lee Jones with at his dour, deadpan best. He plays a Texas Ranger who's on an assignment to catch a killer. And the killer kills one of his witnesses to the actual crime. But unknown to the killer, 5 cheerleaders looking out a bathroom window and see him. 5 female cheerleaders from the University of Texas at Austin. And so he's been assigned to babysit him and 2 other FBI Texas Rangers have been assigned to babysit these 5 girls until they can get them to testify.
But see, this sounds too much to me like Arnold Schwarzenegger being a kindergarten teacher or who was the Vin Diesel? Who was the guy who was supposed to be a babysitter?
There's one with Vin Diesel coming up.
It's tough guy assigned to young people.
Out of place.
Displaced.
And they are all alike. But they can still be fun, and they can still be worth going to see. And that's what this one is. It ain't Shakespeare. It isn't a great movie, but it is worth going to see.
All right, what's the name again? I forgot already.
It's called Man of the House.
Okay.
And I really thought it was worth going to see, and parts of it were funny, especially when Cedric the Entertainer comes in, because what it is, he's an ex-con who's now preaching. But he also used to be a cheerleader, one of the male cheerleaders at University of Texas, and they have this my era versus your era contest and conflict.
A cheer-off.
It was hilarious. It really was.
Kind of a cheer-off.
Right.
You know, I don't know if anybody else caught the racist comment. It's a really good movie, but it's really good. Now, Tommy Lee Jones is in it, but he says it's really what makes good is Cedric the Entertainer.
Tommy Lee Jones, nobody.
What really makes
happens to be white.
It's Cedric the Entertainer.
Yeah, well, I believe he's black, isn't he?
Yeah.
But he's funny.
Well, so is Tommy Lee Jones. He can be funny.
Tommy Lee Jones ain't funny.
You know what?
Cedric is funny.
Cedric reminds me of you, Reggie, a little bit. You could have been Cedric if he hadn't come along and grabbed that first. You could have. Yeah.
You could be Reggie. Well,
actually, I wish I had a beer.
Yeah, I'll bet you do. Mm. Reggie, all right, let's...
In fact, I saw him over the weekend. He told me, tell Miss McDaniel you said hi.
Oh, sure he did. Let's have some ARDs for this thing.
I gave this 3 ARDs.
How about you, Dan?
I would agree with Reggie.
All right, here they come, right here.
All right, Dan. All right, Dan. All right, Dan.
All right, Dan, we're out of time.
All right, Dan.
Oh, bye, Reggie.
Right, oh, bye, Ken. I'm man a the house. Real soon. Dan. I just can't wait.
I'm the man of my house. I know what that means, be a man of the house. I'm going to go home right now and be the man of the house. I'm going to tell my wife a bunch of stuff to do. You do it, dude.
Okay.
All right, let's get out of here.
Town.
No, she's not. She's in town. She's waiting for me with a hot dinner. Oh, wait. I'm thinking of somebody else. Hey, have a great Monday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past did. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave.
Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
And now for something completely different.
The following is an exclusive presentation of the Big 550 Department of Game.
And now, broadcasting from the heart of America, this is the Mid-America Chevy Dealers Big Sports Show.
And any man that doesn't want to cooperate, I'll make him wish he hadn't been born.
Live from the KTRS locker room, here's Randy Carricker and John Hadley.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. Great to have you with us on the Big 550 KTRS. Randy Carricker with you. John Hadley will be along shortly. We'll be talking sports until 9 p.m. here on your home of the Blues and home of the Rams. The Big 550, a lot of news to report to you and take some phone calls. Some strange stuff happening in the world of sports, and I want to get your take on it. First of all, Orlando Pace has a new agent. His name is Fletcher N. Smith III. He works for CSMG representatives out of Chicago, actually Skokie, Illinois. And so Fletcher N. Smith will have, today being the 28th of February, he'll have 15 days to get a long-term contract done for Orlando Pace. Obviously, the Rams would like to get it done a little bit earlier so that they would have cap room sooner. But if they can get a long-term contract with Orlando Pace before they have all that cap money tied up until June 15th, they'd be thrilled to death. So Fletcher Smith is the new representative for Orlando Pace. He represents Donovan McNabb, Roosevelt Colvin, Antoine Randle L., and many other football players. His firm also represents Randy Johnson, the big unit. So those people have been around. They know big contracts, and we'll talk a little bit about whether or not it's too late
for Orlando Pace and the Rams. You wish something like this would have happened a little bit earlier, but I guess the Rams will take what they can get. Other football news today, the Carolina Panthers have released 16-year veteran quarterback Rodney Peete, so he will have to go spend more time with his family, including wife Holly Robinson Peete, and guard Doug Brzezinski in cost-cutting moves. The Panthers will keep $2.5 million in their coffers. Both players could re-sign for smaller contracts. Meanwhile, the Falcons have cleared about $5 million in salary cap room. Defensive tackle Ed Jasper, who was so good during the 2004 season, 10-year veteran defensive tackle Travis Hall and safety Corey Hall were released. Falcons GM Rich McKay says any of the three could return to the team after salary cap issues are settled. The New England Patriots have released veteran linebacker Roman Pfeiffer, the former Ram who played on all three of the Patriots Super Bowl championship teams. The 36-year-old has been playing in the NFL for 14 years now, including the last four with New England. His 385 tackles rank second only to Teddy Bruschi's 403 over that time. There is news from baseball, and it's not very good. I get, and I think you folks probably feel the same way I do, I get so excited about the prospect of Rick Ankiel and what he's capable of doing, because he does have such electric stuff. But that being the case, Rick Ankiel today has an awful outing, 26 pitches, 23 of them out of the strike zone. His session was cut short because of his wildness. They thought that getting him out there would be a good thing, and they Dave Duncan said they should have paid more attention to who he was facing. Well, he's not going to have the choice of who he's facing once he gets into spring training games and regular season games. And ultimately, even if the guy wins 14 games and leads the National League in strikeouts, they're going to get into a playoff game, and everybody's going to expect that Rick Ankiel is going to blow up. So that being said, I've kind of reached the point where, and I reached this point today, I had what's called an epiphany that maybe Rick Ankiel would be better served being on a team where there isn't so much pressure, where there's not so much focus, and he can go ahead and do things that allow him to thrive. And he won't have to deal with the pressure of being here in St. Louis. There's a lot of pressure in being good, first of all, in having to be a good player on a good team. And there's also a lot of pressure in him coming back here in St. Louis from what he's got to come back from. So if you've reached that point with Rick Ankiel that you think he would be better served somewhere else, give us a call. He has an apparently electric outing on Friday and then comes back with something like this. And I feel sorry for the guy. I wish that he would come around and be terrific, but I'm just not so sure that he's going to come around and be terrific as a member of the St. Louis Cardinals. You hope that he can be, but I'm not so sure he can. Meanwhile, outfielder Jim Edmonds, primed for another season, says he's going to take it easy this spring training, but once the season starts, you know he'll be good, and he thinks the team is going to be good.
We're every bit as good as we were last year, and that's going to be the key. Whether we go out and play as well, that's going to be the big secret. So we just have to go out there and, you know, try to go out there and win each game like we did last year and try to stay focused. And if that happens, then we got a good chance of going back and winning our division and moving on.
Reggie Sanders looks at this group, especially the new additions to the Cardinals, and hopes that they can be.
Every year is always imperative, you know. One thing when I talk to the younger guys, you never know when you get back. So you always try to seize that moment and do all you can to, you know, to try to get there. So hopefully, this year we can get that ring.
We've heard way too much about steroids over the last couple of weeks. Kevin Towers, the general manager of the Padres, saying today that he had suspicions that Ken Caminiti was on steroids. Of course, Caminiti subsequently admitted that he used steroids and then died during the winter. Ken Griffey Jr. has heard about Jose Canseco's book, hasn't read it, but doesn't have any hard feelings.
In the long run, it's gonna really help baseball because the younger guys, Adam Dunn, who hit 40 plus home runs, don't have to worry about, you know, them saying he's on juice because they're testing.
Here's another story that I want you folks to weigh in on, and it's probably the biggest story of the day. Temple basketball coach John Chaney, who's a veteran, he's been around forever. He's sitting out the last three games of the regular season on suspension, says he won't coach the team in the upcoming Atlantic 10 tournament. He suspended himself for one game after he sent in a player to do nothing but commit fouls during a game against St. Joseph's. Hawks senior John Bryant wound up with a broken arm. He's out for the year. And Chaney said today that Bryant is unable to play in the tournament because of the injury he sustained last week against Temple. Neither should I be able to coach. I'll tell you what, the fact that somebody broke an arm is unfortunate, but it didn't have to be John Chaney sending a guy into a game to cause this problem. If Brian doesn't break an arm and this guy fouls out in 4 minutes, we probably never hear about this story. It's Philadelphia, it's far away, nobody's paying much attention to what's going on with John Chaney and Temple this year. The fact that a guy broke an arm is what makes the story. He could have been pushed down and not broken an arm, and it would not be a story. First of all, I think that John Chaney has reached his prime and passed his prime as a college basketball coach. I'm not so sure that he's effective in that role anymore. But in my mind, this is something that happens probably more than we would know. There are guys that come in to foul and foul hard, and this guy obviously fouled the wrong guy. I don't understand the uproar over the fact that John Chaney sent in a goon. There are goons that play 30 minutes a game, and it happens, and you deal with it, and that's part of basketball. Should John Chaney be suspended for this, for sending a guy in? Well, because we know that he did, yes. And because he broke a guy's arm, yes. And should he be fired based on recent performance? Probably. But the fact of the matter is, John Chaney isn't the only guy in college basketball that's sending in goons, and maybe what the NCAA needs to do is crack down on that sort of behavior and take a closer look and keep a closer eye on what's happening in their sport. Because college basketball, if you've watched it, has become a major contact sport. And John Chaney and Temple are not the only ones that are doing an awful lot of goony things around the basketball court. If you'd like to talk about that, should John Chaney be fired? That is the question of the night. 969 KTRS in St. Louis, 969-5877. Outside the 314 area code, 888-550-5877. Star KTRS if you're driving around. It's the Mid-America Chevy Dealers Big Sports Show on the Big 550 KTRS.
Attention parents with sons entering middle school. Chaminade College Preparatory School is hosting its Spring Middle School Open House Wednesday, March 2nd at 7 p.m. Now is your chance to find out what one of St. Louis's premier middle school programs had to offer your son beginning in sixth grade. For more information on the March 2nd open house, call Chaminade College Prep at 314-993-4400, extension 150. That's 314-993-4400, extension 150. Or on the web at ChaminadeMo.com.